Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Persia's World. And basically, the topics for today are, would you have a threesome with your mate? And would you, and also your views on the Tyler Perry movie, because I haven't seen it yet, so I need to know what's happening about that. I got good reviews about that. Anything political or anything else that you want to talk about? So, with that said, I am going to start this show out with one of my favorite songs, and this is how we're going to do it.
Sometimes I feel like I'm dying and going insane from doing the same old thing. I'm through with all of the crying. I'm making a change, becoming a brand new me. The vision home with all of the standards I had to be. I moved the ball that was right in front of me, so I could see.
Let me open up the line so I can get this thing started. All right. Got to go back to my Blog Talk. There we go. Oh. And caller two. Hello? Hello? Okay. Yeah, it doesn't work. All right, caller 215-900. Yeah. Hey, what's up? Who's this?
Hey, Persia, it's your girl, Jamie, from Juicy
Blues. How you doing, babe?
How are you?
I'm fabulous. Thank you so much for calling.
No problem. I was like, I had to call in because we didn't get up this weekend, you know?
Exactly, exactly.
And I just got back from New York at like 4 o'clock this morning, so I was like, let me call her. I just got off of work. I was supposed to get off at 5, got off at 7. It's been a long day.
Exactly. I understand.
How are you? I didn't even know you had a blog talk. Like, I'm so excited.
Well, you know, I just started this. So it was like the second week. But
okay.
Yeah, so the next couple of weeks, I definitely got some more people coming. Today, I'm just, you know, just going to rock out and talk about different issues or whatever. So do you have
You said something about Tyler Perry or
yeah, because I haven't seen it yet, so I wanted to know what
I saw it, but I don't want to give it away.
Well, you don't have to give it away, but did you like it? Everybody said
I was. I was, what's it called? I don't know, perplexed in regards to the format that he used in the movie. Like, it felt to me like I was watching a play in movie format. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yes. There were many monologues that were in poetic verse.
Okay.
So many metaphors and things like that. And if, like, I was following along, but if, you know what I mean, you could get caught up in what means what, and, you know, and there's a lot, it does bring up a lot of issues, like, in regards to social issues with violence, you know, abuse against women, things like that, as well as rape, abortion, and a whole bunch of other relationship issues.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really intense, pretty much.
Do you think it's relevant for now?
I mean,
because, I mean, she did it, I think they did it, like, in the 70s, so.
Right. I think it is relevant now. I think domestic violence is still a really big issue, especially in urban environments where, you know, maybe financial situations kind of stimulate that type of violence towards your significant other. I actually did some research on same-sex couples where they actually are starting to have the same issues of violence and of domestic violence against each other at home, and it's been higher and higher because it's not getting the recognition. So any domestic, anything that brings, you know, light to highlight the different difficulties in domestic violence or abuse against women or children or anything like that, I think is a good thing, and it is relevant because everyone's dealing with different things. If you're not dealing with it yourself, you know somebody who might be, you know?
Yeah, because I was just really wondering if that was if it was going to be relevant or how much of it did change. Did he just take the, you know, the idea of each color? Because did he focus on colors as far as the movie was concerned?
At the end, there was a nice moment where they were all together and they all did have a different color. You could see it throughout there, like they did have their different characteristics. You know, basically being told through their wardrobe and their style and their personalities.
Okay. Now, obviously, I've gotten lots of good words from it. Was it cheesy? Like,
Saw the original or the stage play or anything, so I don't have anything to compare it to. But it was very long. It was very long, and if you're not into that theater thing, it could seem very slow. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I used to do, like, show choir and musical theater and other theater-type stuff, so it wasn't, like, boring to me. I was intrigued to find out what was happening with each woman in the movie.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So tell me, would you have a threesome with your mate?
To be honest, I've had threesomes before when I was younger.
Okay, Miss Little Freakily.
I don't know about all that. But it wasn't to suffice the other person. It was to enjoy the experience and to, you know, get something out of it. If I was in a committed relationship, no. But right now I'm single, holler to all my fellas out there. I'm single, and if the opportunity, you know, presents itself, you know, I am openly bisexual, so I don't mind females. But the thing is, it has to be mutual. You have to, people know what's going to happen going into the situation. It can't just be like, oh, hey, I'm inviting someone into our bedroom. Take it or leave it type of, you know, mentality. Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, I never did that, but I had a couple friends. I've been offered to be the,
involved.
I guess. No. Yeah, well, I've gotten that, but, like, with my friends. So I had three friends that were couples, and they invited me to be their girlfriend.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So.
Mm-hmm.
I think only
so you would be involved with both the female and the male, that couple, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that I'm more into men than I am, than I would be women.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But only one of them I did consider.
Okay.
But other than that, like, how would this, like, turn out? You know what I mean? Because the thing is that you have such a good friendship with your girlfriend. Because these are all my girlfriends asking me to be the girlfriend.
Right.
And then I would be like, that's cool. But I know one girl, like, I was like, girl, I love you, but I don't love you in that way. And I know that
right.
if we do something like that, the focus would
but it
not
has to be that physical attraction. You
but
have
she...
to base it on the fact, do you really want to lose that friendship, like you said, that you had? You know, because it could turn out where one of them starts, you know, falling for you. And now
exactly.
you're in the middle of this triangle, you know?
Exactly. And I didn't want to get
people's it's not just physical to me. Like, I'm very emotionally tied to a lot of people that I'm with or talk to. And, you know, people just don't understand that. People think you do, you know, love it and leave it. And I'm not like that. I'm a Libra. I wear my heart on my sleeve, you know? I give 100% of myself regardless.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is that I was like, yeah, like, what if one of them, or what if I start falling for one or the other? You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And I was like, I just didn't want to damage my friendships because I value them so much. You know what I mean? You
exactly.
only get a couple of good friends in this world, and I didn't want to sit up there and mess anything up like that, you know?
Right. There's always that chance, you know?
Exactly. So... with that, did you ever do, like, the whole girlfriend thing, or you just had threesomes?
I've had girlfriends, yep.
Okay.
Yep. I actually just texted my ex-girlfriend the other day because I had invited her out. She started laughing. I was like, she's like, oh, you just send that out to all the females that you know? I was like, no, I selected certain people. But I didn't want to go out Friday night by myself, and I'm single, and I was like, whoever wants single, sexy, and, you know, it's free tonight, come on out, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But, no, I mean, I tell people being bisexual, if you define it in that manner, like, people, there's a whole scale within bisexuality, you know, some people prefer men, but, you know, have sex with women, you know, relationship-wise, it's just a wide range. If you ever seen the Kinsey scale, you know, everybody's within that spectrum, but, you know, you can have your own preferences and things of that nature. However, for me, I don't choose one gender over the next, you know what I mean? I go for the person and their personalities and how we get along and, if, you know, I am attracted to them. And I have 2 degrees, so I look for someone who has intelligence who can be on my level, you know what I mean? But it's also fun to be around and interesting to talk to.
Well, what do you have your degrees in?
I'm sorry, what?
What do you have your degrees in?
Oh, I have a bachelor's in international studies from Hawaii Pacific University, and
okay.
I have a master's in peace education from University of Peace in Costa Rica.
So you have a master's in peace?
Yep.
Okay, now how do you get a master's in peace?
Long story short, I had a mentor when I was in Hawaii, and he did human rights, and he told me about this college. I was in Japan at the time teaching English. And I applied, and I got a scholarship to go to Costa Rica. It's right near, it's about half an hour from the capital of San Jose. And it's actually a United Nations mandated university. They don't get any funding from the United Nations, but they're, like, affiliated, the only university affiliated with the United Nations. And it's a master's program. You can do a 10-month program or a 12-month, depending on which course you pick. And peace education was the first year that they had it was the year that I went, in 2004. And it's basically an umbrella term for conflict transformation, environmental education. We did a lot of activities and modules. We actually did a case study on a local community in Costa Rica that was basically having conflicts. They were a very impoverished city, and they have a lot of Nicaraguan immigrants that were there illegally trying to flee the issues in their country. And it was just, we were basically studying what their issues were and trying to basically come up with solutions and how the community could address these problems. But we're still an outsider, you know. The people that could best solve those problems are the people in the community, I think. So it was very interesting. I was in Costa Rica for 10 months, and then I did my thesis, you know, half in Costa Rica and half here in New Jersey. So
you must got
a lot of stuff.
You must.
And now I'm a photographer, so it's like I'm not even using my degrees right now.
Yeah, because that's what rich kids do. You know what I mean? They go to school for history. They go to school to be decided. And now you put the icing on the cake with peace. You have a master's.
Right. But I'm not rich at all. I'm still paying off my undergrad, and I'm on unemployment. And I'm about to get food stamps. So I'm not even in that category. I've worked hard for everything I've gotten. Some people cannot work during college. They just fly through and party. I had to work the whole time. And I'm a very hard worker. It's just a matter of what I put my efforts towards, you know.
No, I'm not saying that you're not a hard worker. I never said that you weren't. But, I mean, that is really within the realm of,
well, they pick, like, a thing that they might not use, you know, for their daily job or something? Yeah.
Yeah, because what can you...
Like,
what
philosophy
can...
or something, unless they want to be a professor, is really not that good of a career move, right?
Yeah, but what can you... Like, what kind of job can you go...
Well, with peace education, I can really actually tie it into any... I could tie it into, you know, if I was to become a teacher, but then I wouldn't need a separate certificate for that. I could tie it into, I was working after school programming, and I tied a lot of what I learned into that. Because actually the Boys and Girls Club has a diversity program, and they incorporate a lot of the activities and stuff that I did in college or in grad school there, but just on a basically lower level, you know, for the kids to relate to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, however that works. But, all right, let me go to another song, and then I'll get to the next calls that are on the line.
All right, no problem. I just want to let everybody know if you need any photos taken.
You know what, before I do that, yes, please promote your business. What are you about? Where can people find you?
Okay, you can go to juicyphotos.com. I'm actually changing the name of my business shortly, but you can go to JUSEEPHOTOS. If you Google Juicy Photos, spelled that way, JUSEE, it'll come up with my name, Jamie Raddatz. Everything will pop up. I have Facebook. You can hit up Persia to get to me, whatever.
Definitely. You can definitely find her through my page if you're on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, center of the world now.
Yeah, man.
So you can go there and find her.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so let me
thank
go
you, hon.
A short
but all right, I'll be listening. Have
all
a
right.
good night.
You
all right,
too.
Bye.
Bye. I know. right. What's up, Jimmy? You still online?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. You don't have no Alcolors?
No, because people, it's like my switchboard is going crazy. It's like 15 it's people
overloaded.
Hanging up, getting back on, hanging up, getting back on. I'm like, I'm about to switch to people. And
I know.
Then I'm like, what the fuck?
They hang up before you can switch to them, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, all right.
Y'all need to call in and talk to my girl, Persia. She got you.
Stop playing with me, all right?
When's your next big performance? Because you know I missed the last one, Nystat, so...
Well,
you got some stuff coming up for the holidays.
Well, you know how it is. Right now I'm having band issues. So,
yes. I've never actually technically been in a band myself, but I've seen the situations that can occur. I actually just went to Triumph Brewery down in Old City last Wednesday to hear Boy Wonder, Wildlife for their Hype Wednesdays. It was really good. But it was a small stage that they had, because usually Wildlife, they jumping all over, like, jumping beans on stage.
I mean, every time I see them, they've never been jumping. That's why, you know.
Really?
I mean, no, they got
They're always energetic, yeah.
No, yeah, I've seen them at I've seen them at the Arts Garage, and they're good, you know, but even, like, the live videos, and so I never seen them jumping around, so I was, like, wondering why they're called
Well, Samaj, he goes by Chess. He has one on the flyer where he's jumping up, because they performed and opened up for, like, Jasmine Sullivan and different people, but,
yeah,
you know,
no,
shout out to all my starving artists out there, all the musicians working hard on my finger girls.
All right, well, let me open up a few lines. Hold on real quick.
Okay. I'll be here.
All right, I got 267-850. Hello?
Come on. Listen, I woke up to talk to you because I'm tired. We shot today, and I got to be at 3 o'clock in the morning. So get your ass ready because we're going to start shooting for your turn. We had a ball today with this movie. Girl, I'm tired. I woke up for you because I was knocked out sleeping.
Thank you so much. And for everybody, to let you know, this is the Miss Fabulous Divalicious Amina, and she is just wild and crazy, and I love her. She is basically me, but on a more grander scale. So she always has you cracking up. She's got a fabulous energy, and I love being around her, and she just makes me motivated. And watching her, like, do things and accomplish things just makes me so excited, and I'm so happy that she has me a part of her movie. And what's the name of the movie? Or are you not going to say it yet, or you haven't decided?
It's called Our Secrets, and a lot of y'all got them.
Yeah. And basically, you know, do you want to give a short synopsis about the movie?
I did two plays here. It's basically about a doctor who's in love with his girlfriend, but he has a secret. He's a psychiatrist, but it's a comedy, and he has about 8 different patients that come in, and they're just off the rocker. And, girl, I'm going to tell you something. Chrissy, Persia, if you would have came today, girl, you'd have cracked up. We had so much fun today. I'm so tired. I'm exhausted all day long. We had a nice day today. I think your shoot is on the 4th. Shoot 4th. That's what I had to find out. But how is everybody doing? What are we talking about today? Anything nasty, or is it strictly just ladies' night, or what are we talking about?
Nasty.
Well, we have a couple of topics. We have, what do we have?
Tyler Perry movie.
Yes. Would you have a threesome with your mate? Tyler Perry movie. Anything else that you want to throw out there that you want to talk about? And hold on, let me open up a couple more lines. Hold on, real quick before we get into that. All right, we got 215-207 on the line right now. Did you have your hand up?
Yes.
Where are you at? It sounds like a party over there.
I'm in a diner eating smoked ribs.
And he's a fat ass, too.
Stop being mean, Amina.
When you eat ribs, listen, normally when you eat ribs, you're a fat ass. Somewhere you're fat.
You know I'm skinny as shit. But I'm going to have to turn you off because you got too much noise going on back there. So.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Well, listen, but stay on listen, all right?
Okay.
I'll just close up the line. All right, go ahead, Amina.
So you are like, listen, don't pay me any attention because I don't wait, but I don't know why I didn't care for color girls, even though I was the only one not doing a standing ovation for the movie, but I think I didn't like it because I got tired of the poetry and I got kind of lost. I'm like, what the hell are they talking about? Flower
yeah.
down to the knees and up down the blues, and as I hit my brain against the, I said, what the fuck is going on? You know what I mean? But overall, it was good, but I just didn't like the poetry.
So, you know what, and I'm still the only, probably the only person that hasn't seen it yet. So, basically, with that, it's like, I was wondering if he, so basically what it seems like he did, he basically took the play, almost verbatim, but put it in movie form.
Yeah, he did. And then, see, I mean, I like poetry. But see, you have some people like me. It's not a whole lot. Like, what the fuck? Okay, you know, like with a scene that was, I was trying to hear. You got people over talking. Like, we all talking. What's her name? Whoopi Goldberg. She laying against the wall, black and ugly. Somebody, as we go through the blocks of the flies, and you got the other girl. My mother said, don't do this. And I said, don't hit the window with the wall. I'm like, what the fuck? What are you talking about? I couldn't get to understand. I mean, you have to be a person that's really into poetry to really be like, okay, this is a Def Jam moment. You know what I mean? But
That's what I was saying, too. Like, if you're not into theater or you can't follow the monologues and the metaphors and similes and all that stuff, then it's going to be a lost cause, you know?
Yeah, for real. You know, I don't know, it was good, but then let me mind my business, because how about he's making more than all of us, I think, so.
Basically.
I just didn't like the way it was, I didn't like the poetry part, I just think that, you know, I just didn't like that part, but other things were okay, I mean, you know, but who am I, but like I said, everybody gave it a standing ovation, I was still sitting here going, am I doing something fucked up, because I'm not the fuck standing, you know what I mean, like maybe I was in the wrong movie.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, I was able to throw popcorn like, bitch, stand up. Why are you sitting down? You know, I'm ignorant. You know me. I'm like, whatever. I'm like, oh, ew. And my mind's like, oh, I enjoyed it. This is so good. Oh, you know, she damn 80 years old. Anything's going to be good to her. She's coming out to the movies. But other than that, I mean, you all liked it, though?
Huh? I mean, it was long. It was really long. Oh, yes. Yeah. How long was that? Like, is it like, it's only like 2 hours,
like,
right?
2.5, maybe, I think.
Really?
Well, I guess there were some slow parts, you know.
Yeah.
And the girl that was a who I like, that's the kind of role I love playing.
Which one?
The one that played the whore, she was just laying up with and everybody. You know, I like, the opening, what's her name? Whoopi, she was just voodoo, she was going off because she's like, oh, the sins, guys, the devil's going to get you because you're not, you listen to this
man. Yeah.
No,
what
so.
Was she praising? Emma Lama Lima or something?
Yes, girl, please. And then you know what?
Burn the girl with the damn oil.
But listen, did you get lost? Listen, I got lost. Remember the part when they were inside, the girl was in the ballet studio? And they was doing ballet. And she was like, yeah, because I let his hands run down my line. I said, what the fuck?
Yeah, she was talking about giving it up, her virginity.
Yeah, but I'm saying it was on like a poetry thing. And I said, yeah, so if you know what, I'm like, what the fuck? Just say you want to fuck somebody. You got fucked. And you know what I mean? You're getting pregnant. You know what I mean? Like, what the hell? Like, oh, God. I'm
telling you. It's adapted from the play. Jeez, I mean, you kind of run it down.
You know what? I guess the reason why I'm on the other side of the street by myself is because I'm in the comedy. So I'm not really one of those women that's in Def Jam.
It was
like,
very dramatic, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not into that. I'm into, like, I'm one of them ebonic people. Like, okay, what the fuck happened? Okay, She's going to have a baby. She's thinking about not having a baby. She had an abortion. She's pregnant. Just tell me what it is. Look, bitch, go around the guy, the alleyway and go get rid of the baby. Like, all that wasn't fitting into me because, you know, if you're, like I said, if you're not a person that's really, you know, intellectual, you got a lot of Ebonic people. And trust me, a lot of people probably understand. They probably just looking at the picture like, oh, yeah, girl, with the child, with the baby out the window. Yeah, girl, and she was a whore. And, yeah, they was talking, and they was, mm-hmm. they probably just felt like I did, you know what I mean? let's talk about, listen, ladies, let's talk about this, and I'm quite sure there's no men on the line. Let's talk about guys that has very small peewees but know what to do with them. Let's talk about that. Have you ever had a guy that was so little but made you ride and ride and ride and ride, and that's the way you want him coming? Like, oh, my God, I came up with that little thing. You know what I mean?
Can't do it.
Well, I mean,
can't
you're better
do
than
it.
Me because I can't do that.
Can't do it. I'm sorry. If it's not bigger than my pinky,
You know what? I'm telling you, then you must have, listen, you must have one that is a teaser. I had this guy a long time ago. Wasn't that a long play like last year? But listen, girl, I was laying, we was getting it in. And like I'm saying, I was like, I was being teased. You know, like just say you lay in the bed, somebody put like a strawberry in your mouth, and you keep trying to grip the strawberry, and he keep pulling up, and then you keep enjoying it before you know you grip. That's how I was that. I was like, girl, I was moving, I was sweating. Girl, I was driving a fucking train. I was like, what is going on? And before I knew it, I came. I said, oh, my God, I never came on a little peewee. Girl, it was like a little Oscar Mayer. It was a tease.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yes. You stop
my thing.
Stop
my thing
matter.
Is, I messed with this one grown dude, and he didn't even know how to finger. If you don't even know how to do foreplay, I'm not even getting to the rest of it because you're not doing it right there. You know what I mean?
I don't even like the guy finger in my coochie like that. Like, it's just like, because I don't know. I've never had a guy do it right. Like, seriously. Like, they want to stick their
like
finger in there.
And
it's like,
and
moving. It's like, and then you feel it when they got, if they got at least a little bit of nails, like scratching shit all your pussy. It's like, come on, man. That shit is delicate. Don't be putting your finger all up in my shit like that.
No, I got scratched down there before a person. That was no joke.
It's
that's
no joke.
Hurt for like 3 days.
This is irritating. I want to have you ever had somebody that is going down on you and don't know when to stop? Like this guy, I said, damn, nigga, I've been carrying like about a whole 1,000 miles. Would you stop licking me out? I'm like getting exhausted. Girl, it hurt so bad when I went to the bathroom. I thought I had an STD because I was peeing. And fire came out of my coochie. I said, what is going on? I told him, nigga, I said, you will never lick me down there again. Never.
He gave you a rug burn on your coochie. Me.
Girl, he licked me something so much.
He gave you a lick burn.
Yes, I did. Please tell me, hey, let's do a high five and say you had a lick burn. I had rug burns, I had paper cuts, but I never had a lick burn. Girl, when I went down to go pee, I thought I had to call the STD clinic. I told my daughter, I said, Shania, I said, guess what? She said, I said, guess my coochie is all fine. She said, why? I said, I want to put an STD. She's like, no, Mom, he just probably was licking. Girl, it took like 2 days for it to calm down. Never again. If you can't lick me and get it over with, talk about he want to keep on going. Nigga, please, I'm exhausted. You ever had a guy, also, this is what I can't stand. You ever had a guy you having sex with and he don't know how to stop screwing you and he want to dry you out?
I never had that problem.
Girl, listen, it ain't like I had a whole lot of guys, but I have guys in my side, but this one guy, we was having sex. I was like, would you come on? He never came. I want to say, is it me or you? But no, baby, this thing is good. Girl, my legs were so, nigga gave me a gas.
You know when they say it's good and they keep going and it's like, I'm not feeling shit, or it's like, it's just not there right now and you still going? Like, come on.
Oh, my legs were so overexhausted. My legs were so overexhausted. It was like I was doing one of them ballerina splits and couldn't get the hell up. That's how sore my legs was. I said, the fuck again.
Either I've been dealing with some whack-ass niggas or I don't know, because they get theirs and they done.
Fuck that, you better eat my pussy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know what I can't stand? And when a guy do this before you even have sex with him, he be like, yeah, girl, I'm going to beat that thing up. You don't know. I'm make you bust like I don't know what. And, girl, when he gets down there, you like, what, are you straining? You got a guy, you got to strain, like, put his face right there. You got to, like, like, you got to strain.
Right.
I don't even want to strain it in. Fuck this shit. I know other people had to strain on somebody's tongue. Because he's sitting here and you're trying to come and you're straining because he's not licking the right places. You got to try to put his tongue where he's supposed to lick at.
And you trying to squeeze your kegel muscles and all that.
And then when you when you almost there, he says he want to move and you got to start all over again. Oh, I don't think so. Mm-mm. Oh, God, I'm so irritated. I see why there's lesbians, because these niggas, they make you want to say, you know what, let me try a girl. Because I about now, these niggas right here. And this one time this guy turned me off, oh, I got so turned off. But he talked about, I guess y'all ain't never met a guy like this either. I guess I'm the one meeting all these guys. I met this guy, it's like about 8 years ago. I met this guy, we were sitting there talking and everything. He said, yeah, girl, I want to get them booty cheeks tight. I got so turned off, because here I go, what the fuck he mean booty cheeks tight?
Yo,
that's
what is guys' obsession with rubbing your asshole? Why they fucking, like, what is that? Like, I don't want you near my ass.
Honestly, I think that they probably are doing things. Because, you know, sometimes you do things that you want done to you. So maybe the guys are doing things that they might want done to them. You know what I mean?
That could be the case. But when I even mentioned tossing salad, they're like, that's gay shit. I'm not a nigga, they'll let you do it
if you do it long enough.
I know.
I'm not doing that, but I'm just saying.
I would eat a nigga's ass if we go together. Yes, I will. I will take the nigga and treat him like he's a bitch. Lay down, nigga. Spread
wait.
Eagle. They say
eagle.
You can get everything you want. Trust me. Eat a nigga ass, girl. You get your car note paid.
No, I have been. I have. But I just turned 31, and I messed with this boy. He's like 20. And when I asked him, have you had your salad tossed, he was like, honestly, I don't know what that is.
Yes, he do.
And I was like, it's when your butthole gets lit. And he was like, I don't know if I like that. Da-da-da-da-da. I was like, well, you could trust me. I'm not going to say nothing.
No, you got to get a nigga drunk and fool him. You got to get him drunk and fool him. Yeah, listen, I just said my ex-fiance. He said, I'm not into that gay shit. You're not going to make it my butthole. That's gay. I said, child, nigga, I got the nigga drunk one night. I was like, boo, let me do what I want to do. Like, go ahead, do what you want to do. I said, yeah, lay against the wall, nigga. Girl, before I know, he's like, oh, boo, this is so good. Yeah, nigga, I know. Then he goes up, I was trying to blame him. Like, Nick, don't blame shit on the motherfucker alcohol, nigga. You want to get that little ass licked. Girl, please, I would turn all these niggas, they tell me that. Now, put a nigga on the phone. One of y'all niggas call the phone now and talk about asshole lick. You go and lick that asshole. Out of here with that shit. Oh, that's gay shit. Oh, that's a faggot shit. No, it's a faggot. This is where I get lost at. Because it's a faggot when you got a man doing it. When a woman doing it, I'm not doing it. How the fuck you gay?
Yeah, exactly. My thing is, as long as you're not hurting nobody and it pleases you, do what you do. Because it's all behind closed doors any fucking way.
When a man eats your pussy, isn't that gay? That's gay. You know, because girls do that.
I wish more niggas would lick the clit. You know what I mean? Come on.
Please, I had time with these lying ass freaky up niggas. They all freaky. They sit back and play the motherfucking Nintendo and all scratch their balls and sit close by each other. I don't give a goddamn what they talk about. It's gay. Yeah, well, you know what? Let's be gay then. Come on, boys.
Wow. They just don't want to be vulnerable, I think. I think that's what it is.
Well, they think their manhood ain't going. Your man ain't no good. I'm going to make your manhood come out, especially me. Shit.
Exactly. I mean, you were so crazy. Now I got to find a perfect song to put on. Let me see what I got here.
Five months in, pull your panties down and make sure you don't have no stains in your drawers. Find that song.
Lick my neck and my back.
No, listen. This is ladies. She thought that she's doing that fucking shit. Have y'all ever been embarrassed where, listen. You've been embarrassed. You've been out to my house. Y'all was great. Get it in. And when y'all got it in, you farted by mistake. Because I'm the only one that did that. See, I'm not sick of y'all bitches. They don't know.
They
fart by mistake. Listen, the guy got turned off. Listen, I really think he didn't like me. I didn't really mean to fart. What happened? We was eating Chinese food. We laid down when he was asleep. My fart was one like them real quiet ones. It wasn't stinky. But he got, at first he was hugging him, and I was like, phew. Child, nigga ain't touch me no more. He turned around the whole night and didn't touch me. Then not just that, If nigga didn't even walk me to the temple, I'm ready to go home. He said, all right. I said, damn. Nigga ain't even walked me to the door. He was so turned on because I pooted. So the fuck with that's life. That's why you got fans there.
I had somebody fart while I was giving him head, yo. That was the worst.
Oh, my God. Ew.
I was down there and everything. I was like, this is ridiculous.
You going to tell me? And I can see you right now. I know this nigga ain't just fart while I'm giving him head.
Yeah. I know what are you going to do? Fart. You're either going to laugh or you're going to get pissed or you're just going to forget about it. You know what I mean?
See a bitch like me, I'd be like, nigga, you been leaving beans alone. That's what I would have said if I was tucking his dick. I'd have came up and said, boy, you eating beans?
Well, see, I'm always cautious about it because I have IBS and it makes me really gassy, especially when I'm nervous.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, that's the worst. I'm like, I'm either have to keep excusing myself to the bathroom and go, like, release it or try to get one of them silent without it.
No, we don't got air bubbles on the phone. We got air bubbles.
Air bubbles on the phone.
Girl, listen. Oh, my God. Oh, child. It's crazy. Y'all, it's crazy. I was on the phone with Shanice. Persia, let me tell you something. Today, I want to shoot y'all because my movie I'm doing is so crazy. Persia, we had this scene, right, in the joint where my daughter and my granddaughter and the girl was driving, so Marlo was coming out the movies. So they come out the movies, and the girl, my daughter's like, I know they ain't my nigga Marlo with that bitch. So the girl said, that's that nigga Marlo with the bitch. But here go my granddaughter first, and we had a crack, and she's like, that's that nigga with that bitch. Girl, we was cracking up. And my granddaughter, we laughed so much today, we had a ball. Then we had another scene when my daughter and them went cross across in front of the car. So then when they walk across in front of the car, the guy said, yo, what's up, baby? Because Marlo was a player. He's like one of the people that's a player. He's like, yo, what's up, baby? So my daughter says, nigga, didn't I see you earlier? So here's my granddaughter. That's the nigga we seen earlier. He took all these beads, Persia, threw the beads in the car in his face. And then the other girl said, I got this shit. Watch. And then took the water gun and squirted the water gun. Girl, if you would have seen that, he was hollering. Then we had the Chinese. We had the fucking, we hit the Chinese guy, right, Persia? He was sitting there fighting the Chinese, just fighting the can. So he put the cans on the So then he get the cans right here. I got you now. What you going to do now? Well, girl, when he was fighting the can and talking to the can, we was in that motherfucker hollering, I'm telling you. We had a ball that said, y'all don't know how proud I am of myself because, you know, I'm new to this industry. Like, this is something that I just got into, and I'm a comedian. And to see my dream, like, to see things, like, everybody just get into it. Then we had the guy. If you would have seen, he got one arm. Now, just picture this. He's like handicapped. He got one arm that's bigger than the other. This motherfucker got a sign that say help wanted with a whole big bag of oranges, standing looking like I don't know what a bush. Girl, we were howling today. We had so much fun. Girl, y'all just don't know. I had so much fun today with my movie. Where the niggas at? Were they being gay tonight? Or is it a game on? Where the niggas at?
All right. Well, let me go to this song. I got a couple people, but let me go here.
I love the way these things fit. I just love to say lipstick. Heal.
Let me open up some more lines. 215-307. Hello. 215-307. Okay. 302-602.
Yep, I'm right here.
Okay, who this?
It's Tone Capone.
How you doing, Playboy?
Oh, I'm good, man. I'm cool, man. How you?
I'm fabulous.
Yeah, I'm trying, bitch.
Exactly. Still got Amina on the line. Jamie texted me. She said she'll be back on. So right now we're going into crazy conversations right now. So, but before we get back into that.
You're spazzing.
Yeah.
Yo, Stan, you're talking about looking busting all types of shit.
I know. Well, you know what? Amina is the crazy one. She's the one that sparks it up, so you know what I mean?
I mean, I hear she's spazzing and talk about niggas farting on her face. Why is she giving them top and everything?
Exactly. Oh, I mean, that was the other one that had to ask Gold to have farting problems. I'm big. I just had some niggas that ate it and it was had to go to the bathroom. I thought I had an STD from me sucking on it too hard. I got turned off.
That's trifling. Yeah.
I told her she can't be messing with them little dick ass motherfuckers.
But I like little dicks.
I wouldn't know nothing about that. I ain't got no problem with that.
That's what men say. Oh, I got a big dick. They think because they got a big dick or a nice-sized dick that it's the bomb. I have met so many, and not a lot, but I met guys that are lazy fucks. They pull their dick out
Hold on. I got to cut you off right there. Like I said, I don't got no problem in that department. But, you know, just to clarify this shit real good for you, you know what I mean? Like Captain Hook and the Bull never been lazy, you heard?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the boy, you know, straight Captain Hook material. I mean, I'm talking about some old motherfucking sci-fi shit, straight curves to the motherfucking left and hook back to the right.
I don't like big dicks, and I don't like big dicks that's got hooks and is ugly. If it's ugly and it's retarded, I ain't sucking it.
No. See, don't get
some
it fucked
up. Some bitches might like it.
I got to cut you off. Don't get it fucked up. Now, I mean, my wood is definitely an appropriate size, and I mean, I'm a hood nigga and all, but there ain't nothing ugly about me. They call me the gorgeous gangster. You hear me? I don't know how much you be in Delaware. Come to Delaware. It's about Tone Capone. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a goddamn they called you Ace Man from Delaware or the Columbus Boulevard. I don't give a damn about a hook dick.
I'm just telling you, like, it's something beautiful. You feel me?
It might be beautiful. Everybody like what they like. You got some guys that like dark-skinned girls. You got some guys that like light-skinned girls. You got some guys that like a girl with a shape. You know, I mean, everybody got their choice. I'm not saying that you ain't putting it down. I'm just saying what I don't like because I can't suck a hook dick. It turns me off. It's too much. I like little dicks. Back to what I was saying. The reason why I like little dicks is when you suck a guy that got a little dick, in his mouth, he swears a big dick, and he's like, oh, yeah, she took that out of his mouth. But I want to say, Nick Boo, your dick wasn't that, you know what I mean? That thing, of course I can blow out of my mouth. You know what I'm saying? You can, like, A guy with a little dick for women. When you meet a guy with a nice little dick, I ain't talking about them little joints like a little baby embryo. I'm like a guy that got like a little dick, maybe a fat head or whatever it is. And you give them head and you put the whole joint in your mouth, they go crazy like, God damn, she put my whole dick in her mouth. Bitch, your dick wasn't that big, though. You know what I mean? But it's like, you know what I mean?
I'm
you have no choice but to put the whole thing in your mouth.
You're going to end up with a fucking permanent lump in your jaw.
I don't know, big dicks, I don't like big dicks. I can't suck them, they make me cry when you be gagging all the time and your throat hurts. I don't have time for all that uncomfortable shit. I don't feel like all that.
Nah, but the whole thing is, you know, you got for nothing. You feel me? I mean, like, damn, you know.
Give me a little dick anytime. I'm a little, anybody listening, look, I'm a little dick lover. It's easy to masturbate you, jerk you off, play with you, all that. It's not a lot of work. You got a big dick.
The only reason why you like little dicks is because you got a little cat, and that's understandable. If you're scared, so fuck, you're scared.
Well, first of all, my little cat. First of all, I'm going to have a little cat. Before, if you talk about my clitoris, the clit part is like if you bend your fucking finger back, the pinky finger, that's the way my shit. My shit, I got fat lips and I got a nice ass, a nice hood down the fuck down there.
Okay,
my pussy hole, yes,
no,
it's tight.
That,
I do have a pussy hole
that's
real
cool.
Tight because
I don't
get in my glass.
I could appreciate a woman with all of that. But
yeah, but
I don't want to tell you,
my cuccio, my little birth canal, yeah, that is tight because I don't get nothing in it. I don't have sex like that. But when it comes to, you know, I just know what I like in a man. It's just, first of all, you know, let me tell you also that men don't realize, when you meet a man that has a real big dick, sometimes he can fuck up your cervix when you have to go to the hospital. You know what I mean? So, you know, your body got to be used to that kind of shit.
And your true story, right? Like, word on everything, right? True story, right? I had a situation pop up where it's so, like, a female was riding me one time and shit, and she tried to get all acrobatic on some old fucking nut shit. I'm like, yo, you can't do that on him, you hear me? So she tried to get all acrobatic and try to motherfucking spin and turn around while she riding him for the front. Like, yo, the hook got her, hit her in the rear, boom, knocked the air out of her. She was like, oh, I'm done, I can't do it no more.
Yeah, because that messes with your insides, yeah. My daughter's father used to be, well, he's deceased now, but I stay going to the hospital, always bleeding. Because he had a joint that was real.
You know, I mean, I don't know about the little dick niggas, but those big dick niggas, my other words, you know, stop fretting.
Also, when you get a big dick, you can't put it in your ass. See, if you like ass shots,
oh,
when you get a little dick, with a little dick, it goes right in with no problem. You be like, oh, put you in there. He's like, yeah, but okay, let me ride it. Then he get all fucking crazy. He's like, damn, I got it in the ass.
We're going to
the same conversation.
Time out. God, stop. I'll knock the next nigga for what they do, but I mean, ass don't intrigue me. Straight pussy and lips, you hear me? I need both sets of lips.
We ain't talking about you. I said, well, I like little dick. You keep talking about your dick. I don't care about the curve and the hook and the way
of you're a female. You talking about dicks? I'm supposed to be talking about my dick. I ain't gonna promote the next nigga.
No,
we're
not talking about what you like. If you don't like ass shots, ain't nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with that. Like, I know some guys that have a dick
stuff.
Dick sucked. It's some guys like, no, I don't want my dick sucked. I just want to go straight to the pussy. I don't want no foreplay. Ew, why you want, I ain't into that. I don't come off of that. That's boring. So you got
niggas too. Nah, I need the head. The head going to treat me. The head going and treat me to stroke the pussy better. So I need the head.
I know some guys. Yeah, I know some guys who don't eat pussy. They, you know, they don't kiss and all that.
You know some guys that don't eat pussy.
Yeah, I've talked about, like, when I meet guys, I conversate, and I'm like, what you like about, what do you do? Well, I'm not really, you know, I don't really like eating pussy. I just want to go ahead and fuck with
this.
Okay,
hold up. This is my comment. This is my comment to that one right there, right? Listen, right? Like, I used to be like that when I was younger. You know, I'm 30 now. You feel me? So when I was younger, I used to be like, nah, I ain't eating no pussy and shit. I ain't eating no pussy. But when I jumped in my first relationship, you know what I mean? I'm like, all right, well, fuck it. I'm going to try it. I'm going to do it. You know what I mean? Because I'm in a relationship. Why not? If she like it, I love it. Man, listen, I got to eating that pussy. I've been turned out ever since. Like, eating pussy get me turned on, like, so much. You hear me?
Yeah, I know. Like, sucking dick is like
that shit turned me on. But I'm not going to eat anybody pussy, but I'm a pussy eating specialist, though. I'm something like a pussyologist.
Oh, you're a pussyologist? Where did you study at?
Yeah, I'm a pussyologist. I love eating the pussy. It's just that, you know, my lips are very special. You know, I got $1 million fucking Hollywood smile. I ain't gonna waste on these lips and this tongue on somebody that's nothing. you gotta be worth it.
This is where I get lost at with men and even women. Like, guys are saying, "Oh, that bitch ain't worth all this," but then they put their dick in the bitch they don't like. Explain that to me. My book is called She Has So Much to Say and Still Alone. I get lost. This is what a man say to me when I meet guys. Oh, you know what I mean? Oh, well, she ain't worth me eating her pussy and all like that, but I will fuck her. But my twist is, you'll fuck somebody that you don't want. How do you fuck a bitch that you don't want continuously? Now answer that.
I mean,
the reason is because a motherfucker is going to get off on that shit, and that is why he will continue to fuck a bitch that he don't like. He will just put up with her for the couple minutes or whatever couple phone calls he got to do, and then he smash, and then he leave, and that's exactly how it works. Go ahead, Tom.
Most of us niggas, we just talk shit. You feel me? We talk shit, and we totally do the opposite of what the fuck we say. So most niggas and motherfuckers say, man, I want to fuck that bitch. But when the lights, you know, turn the lights on, turn the lights on. Or when the lights go on, a nigga going to put their dick in anything if they feel as though they want to fuck. But that ain't me. I ain't going to do that, though. If I say I ain't going to fuck it, I ain't going to fuck it. I discriminate.
Okay. You know? Discriminatory dick.
Yeah, I mean, what the fuck? One of us niggas got to have some type of integrity and pride. Shit.
Okay, well, that's another question. How do you, this is why I'm also lost with guy, and that's probably why I'm a fuck single for 7 years. How do you date a girl, right? You date a girl, you buy a birthday gift, you buy a Christmas gift, y'all chill, y'all go to movies, y'all do all the things as a boyfriend and girlfriend, but y'all don't go together. I don't understand that.
Because
explain
that. Titles all the time. Because, listen, right, one thing about the nigga, like, okay, ain't tricking if you got it first, though. So a nigga, like most niggas, if you're in a position of motherfucking having it, like a gift is nothing. You know, we might wine you and dine you. We might take you out to motherfucking, you know, to the best of restaurants to eat. We might buy you gifts and everything. But it's something about a nigga when it comes to commitment that most niggas don't like and they reject because niggas don't want to feel shut down because right now it's a pussy ratio of 15 pussies to one dick right now. So in all actuality, what nigga is trying to be confined to one pussy?
Okay, I'm lost again. There's another one. Okay, but niggas. Okay, you say all that, but what I don't understand is that you don't want a relationship. But if you see the bitch with another nigga, you catch feelings.
But see, that's some over possessive. You know what I mean? Controlling type dude. See, one thing about me, right? I've never been a hater. If I said I don't want a relationship, I don't want a relationship. I mean, at the end of the day, I do want a relationship, but I'm just like, yo, y'all want to play a lot of motherfucking games right now, too. And I just want to make sure I get the right motherfucking woman, you feel me?
No, I got you, but I'm not saying that women don't play games either, but, you know.
Yo,
that's just the way it is. Let me tell you that. I have to figure out, like, who the person is, you know, what they're about as well, because the thing is, even from a man's perspective and from a woman's perspective, you know what, a lot of times what you might be getting into, you know what I mean, unless they really know how to hide shit, which is sometimes happens.
Nah, but the world is so fucked up. Everybody is caught up in physical attraction and what a person looks like. Like, automatically, you know that statement, you know, when a woman first meet a nigga, they know automatically if they're going to fuck the dude or not. That's like, it's real true. And I mean the same vice versa with the dude. You feel me? And that's what the fuck is wrong with everybody. Everybody get caught up in the physical attraction and like, yo, I want to fuck her. She got a fat ass. She got a donkey. She got hits out the world. Oh, she bow-legged. Oh, look at her lips. Oh, she's sexy. And then, I mean, yo, women the same way. Man, I done had a woman talk like, yo, she done came at me like, yo, I want to fuck you. I'm like, why you want to fuck me? She like, because you walk like you got a big dick. I'm like, damn. Oh, you feel me?
But then it depends on the circles that you're in, too. I mean, everybody is not just about fucking. I mean, if you're hanging out in the clubs, you know what I'm saying, and, I mean, basically the club is where people just go to fuck. It's off of, you know, appearance.
Basically.
You know, that's why when the girls go to the club, they wear something tight, and that's why when the dudes go to the club, they wear something flashy because you're trying to get noticed. And basically you're trying to get fucked. So a dude, when you walk up to a girl and you're trying to buy her a drink and she don't want to drink with you, she basically telling you with so many words or no words that she don't want to fuck you. You know what
you're
I mean?
Right.
So don't get mad, but that's just what it is.
She's telling you, I don't want to fuck you, and you're not my type, nigga, kick rocks. That's what she basically said. But my thing is, like, I mean, because I be in the club a lot a little bit, you know, because, I mean, I'm an entertainer. I rap and shit. So I'm in the club heavy, real tough. I mean, like, I'm in there real tough. But my motto is I would never date a female that I meet in the club, like, on some real shit.
Don't ever say that, because sometimes, no, that's not true, because I be out, too. You know, I got to sing and promote and everything. That don't mean that.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the difference. If you're in a club to socialize, like, I don't even go clubbing. The only time you'll see me in the club anywhere, it's all on business. It's a business matter. Or else there's no reason for me to be there. That's not really my twist. But being so, you know, I'm the CEO of my label. I'm on another label, and I have artists, and I have shit to do in the club. Okay, yeah, you might see me there. It's all business. And if it's a business situation, I'm going to keep it then. I mean, I might speak. I might flirt. I might go ahead and grind on your little butt a little bit. You know, and I might even buy you a drink, but after that, you know, I'm matching no.
Yeah.
So how long does a man and a woman supposed to date before they take it serious?
My whole thing is, right, like, because I was in a relationship where, though, you know, me and the chick, we kind of, like, rushed in the situation. And, I mean, I thought it was going to be something special, but, like, at the end of the story, it wasn't. You know what I mean? It wasn't. So, I mean, I'm going to just say, like, you know, you have to know you're dealing with. You have to fucking, like, really, really know you're dealing with on a mental level to even, like, take it serious. Because, like, more or less, like, people lie, for the world lie. Men lie, women lie, numbers don't. So you got to...
We talked about you. How long do you date a female before you say, I want you to be my bitch? How long do you feel you have to date until you say, this going to be my girl?
Honestly, it's no time period on it. I mean, if you motherfucking show and prove within a motherfucking week, if you show and prove in a month, like, it's no time period. I just need to see, like, one thing about me, I set standards. I'm not settling. I'm not going to settle for anything. So when I see what I need to see, I mean, it got to be a mental attraction, a physical attraction, a financial attraction, spiritual, you know what I mean, sexual. I have to be fucking fully attracted to you. And you have to be on top of your shit. See, a lot of women scream diva, but they don't know who the diva is. You ain't a diva and shit because you go throw some cute shit on and go clubbing and shit. You think you fly for that night, but then you a bum the next day. That's not a fucking diva. A diva is a motherfucking woman that's going to handle her motherfucking business through. And I mean the same way with a boss nigga. A nigga that claims to be a boss nigga, you want to carry yourself and handle yourself accordingly. So when I see that diva coming out of you, and I mean I know it's for real. I know that you focus. I know you on top of your shit. That's what I want. You know what I mean?
Are you intimidated by females who have as much as you or more than you and don't need you?
Not at all. Not at all. I'm not intimidated at all because that's just, it's going to
compliment. Because he don't meet a lot of people. He ain't never been in that situation. He ain't meet a lot of females or more than him.
Because this is what I get tired of hearing about men. Hold on.
You can't say that because I just dealt with females that, you know, that's hygienists, dental assistants, that's doctors, lawyers, paralegals. I mean, I just dealt with a variety of different type of women with different careers, so I'm not going to say, like, okay, I ain't met a female that had more than me. It's just that I'm a go-getter. I don't settle. I don't rely on a woman. I'm a motherfucking cheat. I'm going to go ahead and do what the fuck I do. I like money. I got expensive taste. Shit. So I'm not going to rely on
a woman. What I'm saying, is it a problem if you're meeting a woman that's not needy of you? Because I know a lot of times men, they have this type of complex, oh, she don't need me because she got, it's not about a bitch not needing you.
Nah.
If you a nigga,
and
you need to know how to jump in. You got to jump in when you get in.
Listen, I'm going to give it to you from a hood nigga perspective. I'm going to go ahead and shoot the professional shit out the window right now. I'm going to give it to you from a hood point of view. Now, for me to meet a woman that had everything going on for herself, the only thing that's going to show me, it's going to intrigue me about dealing with her because, like, if something was to happen to me doing what the fuck I do, I know that she could maintain and take care of herself. She don't need nobody for nothing. So that's going to make me feel even more secure. And it's not even about needing nothing from you because I can get my own, but I know that you won't need another motherfucking nigga for shit. So, nah, that's not going to intimidate me. That's going to make me feel more comfortable because I feel as though I ain't got to pull the boatload on my own. I don't want nothing financially from a woman. Like, I said, guess I don't do handouts, though, babe. You hear me?
Well, then why you ain't married yet? Oh, my God. You a perfect man.
So this is what this is about.
I mean, now I'm cooking everything. Like, I'm the truth. But, I mean, I ain't going to hold you. I done been, listen, I've been in 3 relationships, and I mean, I'm kind of like scarred. I'm kind of scared of I'm scared of commitment because I love kind of her, and I'm like, yo, okay, I always get a woman that's like so overzealous, and I mean, a lot of women can't deal with my career. You feel me? Like, I got to interact with a lot of women. I interact with a lot of models, and I mean, I perform in the club a lot, so a lot of women can't deal with that because jealousy kicks in. And I'm like, damn, babe, like, you bad. Like, what the fuck you jealous for? Like, you look better than these chicks. Like, and you got me. I'm a good nigga. If I'm in a relationship, I'm home every night. I'm not staying out all night. I'm not staying up here at 7 o'clock at night. I'm at my ass in the crib because I'm kind of like a freak. You feel me? So
yeah,
I
but you got to remember, sometimes it's not about a woman's look. You know what I'm saying? For a man to stray. And sometimes being in that environment all the time, it's like, it's hard. It's hard to try. Even a good guy sometimes can get tempted, especially if y'all might be arguing. If she does feel insecure, which sometimes a woman can push a man away. You know what I'm saying? So.
And I mean, that was the situation in my last relationship. Like, it got to the point where I got tired. You know what I mean? I got tired. Like, yo, like I can't do nothing. Like, I mean, I'm taking care of your child. I'm taking care of your son. He ain't mine, but. I got this little nigga accustomed to getting a little a Jordan every other week going to school. And, like, this little nigga, he was calling me his dad. Like, yo, that's my dad. Like, fuck what y'all talking about. That's my dad right there, you dig? So it just got to the point where, so me and her shit was, like, dead. And it was, like, more or less, it was the relationship and the bond that I had with her son that kept us together. You feel me? And,
yeah.
Like, I just couldn't deal with it no more.
Well, I ain't going to lie. I'm going to tell you right now. I ain't going to lie. And I'm always good. And first, to tell you, I don't give a fuck about somebody and their child. Let me tell you something. If I'm like you and me and you ain't getting along no more, fuck you and your motherfucking son and your daughter. I don't give a fuck.
I mean,
anybody
what?
Give a
what?
I don't give a damn. Because you know what? Because I'm 40 years old, first of all, right? Real, you before my age. And I don't try to develop a relationship with a person and they son. I respect a person's child because I'm with you. So if I accept you, I'm going to accept your child. And a lot of black men always get so attached to somebody else's child. Like I tell a lot of guys.
Why would you?
You've been talking for a minute. And I ain't even saying nothing. So I just want to express this status because it's in my book. I got a subject called Baby Daddy's Mama Maybe. A lot of times these men, and I hear it all the time. This is where I get an attitude with. Because a man like yourself, I don't know your status, and I don't know what kind of women you deal with, but a man
right.
like yourself will go, and I'm not saying you, I don't know, will go fuck with a bitch who got these kids and want to dedicate and be the father role, but a bitch that's getting to a dollar and develop an empire, he don't want to spend no money on. Like, I'm a bitch that do empire. You understand? I got a lot going on in my life. I meet men who get jealous because I'm a bitch to build businesses. But a bitch that got 4 or 5 kids, they got 4. I'm just telling you, my experience. I don't know you. I'm just saying my experience. Men get mad at me and jealous of me because I'm a go-getter. You understand? So I meet men, instead of a man saying, well, baby, what you need or whatever it is, I'm not going to ask you for shit. If you're in my truck and you see the bitch you want to fuck eat, you just going to say, baby, pull over the Sunoco and let me pull that the fuck up. Why do I have to say to you, even though you know I'm independent and you walking with me, why I got to say to you, babe, can you put some gas in my car? Why I got to say that? Why you just can't go in your pocket?
Hold on. First off, all right, now let me come in on that one. First off, right, one thing about me, and a lot of niggas, see, I'm not your average fucking nigga. I'm 1 in 1,000,000, baby, so you can't even fucking compare me to most. See, most niggas don't even pay attention. I pay attention. Like, certain shit, I'm going to pay attention to what the fuck your swag is, what your style is, the size shoe you wear, the size boots you wear, what the fuck is your twist and your flavor and stilettos and heels and whatever the fuck you like, your panty size, your bra size, your jean size. So, more or less, you don't have to tell me that shit. You feel me?
I didn't say tell you. I asked you a question why a lot of men...
Nah, because I can't comment on them. I'm just telling you about me, myself, and I. Like, I can't comment on them dudes. But, I mean, like, a lot of niggas are stupid. Like, for real. A lot of niggas are selfish. But, I mean, I've never been a selfish nigga. See, I was raised by my motherfucking mother. Now, my father got killed when I was 3. So, more or less, you know, I was raised by a woman, you know, a strong black woman, on how to be a motherfucking man. I learned, well, that's why I'm not a cook better than most women. You feel me?
You can't cook better than me. Don't even get started. Tone, don't do that.
Booty,
don't do that.
Like this. If you're in the ground,
I'm a
wild fucking
5-star chef.
Hold on. I can bake from scratch. I can sew and I can crochet. You ain't said shit. And I'm a 4-5.
I don't care. I cook better than you.
And I'm going to know you can. My Big Macaroni and Cheese will put you to fucking shame. Stop.
Ah, it's another motherfucking Big Macaroni and Cheese.
Stop.
I know how to do anything. You know what I mean?
Babe,
I can make like
herb, nigga. I'm 30 years. I'm not even 30. I'll be 30
pork chop with
25
herbs, delicious herbs and spices.
Baby, listen, I got 3 universities calling me right now trying to get me to enroll for my culinary arts degree. I'm good. I'm great.
Well, let me tell you, they asking me to teach. They ain't asking me to enroll, all right?
Well, listen, that sounds like a motherfucking challenge if I ain't know no better. I mean, like what? Like you ain't said shit. You can bake, you can break, bake, motherfucking boil, fry, do whatever the fuck you do. Bring your best dish to the fucking radio show, and I'll bring mine. I promise you. You going to be like, nigga, you ain't cooked this. Yes, I did. What you want, a fucking cake? What you want, a cake baked from scratch? I do it all. Stop. All
right, let me open this up for somebody else. Let me see.
Yeah.
All right, we got 443-500. 443-500 on the line right now, asking you say something. You had your hand up. Like, talk to me, baby.
Oh, no, okay. I was responding to a comment. Do I like little dicks?
Yes.
Wow.
You know what? At this point, being as though I've had both, I prefer big, but I said yes and depending because I'm more of an oral person.
Okay.
So that's my thing. Oral.
I said ooh.
Oh, yeah, so,
yeah, I said,
that's pretty much where my stimulation comes from. So, I prefer big, but I don't have a problem with small, as long as it's not, like, super small. And I also prefer somebody that, you know, will treat me right and has a lot of good characteristics over a big dick asshole. So, I know I'm one in a few, but, hey.
You know, sucking a small dick is good because, this is the joke that I be running. You said you like little dicks because you can fit the dick and the balls in your mouth at the same time. Oh, every time.
This is so crazy. What did you say that?
Amina said that as a joke one time, and I was dying for like 3 weeks. I couldn't help it. I was like, I can't believe you just said this to me right now. And I was like, you know what? It makes sense, though, because a big dick, you know, it's nice to fuck a big dick, but when you try to put all that shit in your mouth, it doesn't work. See, my mouth, I'm
like
a medium size. I don't have a large mouth.
That's kind of like throw the whole, you know, sensuality of it off, the gagging. So
them white girls let all that gagging and want to do. I don't have time for all that. I think sex for me is supposed to be a pleasure, a turn on, not irritated and crying and choking and gagging, all that shit. I'm like, man, my motherfucker, I'm done. I'm great. Go home. It was nice sucking your dick. Nice talking to you. And you know what I don't like also about niggas and about dick? Let me tell y'all niggas out here who got these dicks. When you get your dick sucked, wipe your ass too, okay? Because I never forget this guy. I lived over in Jersey. I never forget. I liked him. I said, oh, yeah, boy, I'm going to suck your dick. Girl, I started sucking his dick. I was biting around his pubic, his pubic hair and all that shit. Girl, when I lift his balls up, I smelled his ass. I got turned off. Wipe your ass. Stop just washing your dick off. I'm tired of niggas just washing their balls and their dick off. Get into your asshole. You know you're going to get your dick sucked, and a bitch like sucking dick, grab your asshole underneath your balls. Thank you.
Wow.
Yes. Because, you know what niggas do? He be on the phone. Listen, Persia, he be on the phone. He like, yeah, man, I'm ready to get the drum and suck my dick tonight. He be in the bathroom. He'll lay that dick up real good and get them balls. But the nigga will not bend over and wipe the crack of his ass. Wipe your fucking ass, your dirty ass. Smell like
yo.
Dew ass. Can't stand that. Ew. And let me tell you guys also, do me a favor. Stop saying this is another thing about niggas I can't stand. They swear because, my dick is clean. Nigga, you peed all day long. You peed, you peed, you peed. Go wash your dick and your ass. Don't give me no dick that you didn't pee on all day long. Oh, my dick is clean. I'm real clean. I'm all that. Then you pull your dick out some little pee-pee around the tip of the head. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not fucking no pee-pee dick. And I don't think baby wipes is going to work. Baby wipes is not going to work, motherfucker. Wipe your dick in your balls. Thank you.
So like it is.
Wow.
Hello.
I like playing with these little things. I know. I get cheesy sometimes. I don't care.
Hello.
Anyway, we got more sexy people on the line. They're calling up. Let me open up the line. Hold on. I got 267-324. What's up?
Yo, what's up, babe?
How you? Who is the Bellucci?
Yeah, my level line, babe Bellucci. Young, I know. In the building.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. He's a smooth brother. He likes to come on and be smooth and everything.
So y'all talk about dicks and asses. What's all that shit about?
Exactly. That's what Nina. She's always taking it there for me.
Asses.
She's a nasty girl of the hour.
No, I'm sick of niggas saying they always clean. I'm sick of niggas saying they ain't clean all the goddamn time. You're not clean. If you left the house at 8 o'clock and took a shower, and at 9 o'clock at night you meeting a bitch, go home and start all over again. Don't think, oh, I'm clean. You know, I'm a clean brother. No, you don't. You sweat it. You fart it. You pee. Go wash your dick and start the fuck over. Stop being lazy. And wash everything, not just your balls. I'm sick of the ball washing niggas. Wash your whole fucking ass or take a shower. That's all. And then you know what kill me about a nigga? When a bitch offer you some gum, take it. Don't be like, oh, no, I'm cool. I don't need no gum. Bitch, yes, you do. You get a kisser. Put some fucking candy in your mouth. I'm tired of niggas talking about, no, I'm cool. I don't. Bitch, take a mint if you need one. If I'm saying you want a mint, you the fuck need a motherfucking mint. Stop thinking you so smooth and cool that you don't need no motherfucking mint. If you want to kiss me, you need a fucking mint. I don't give a fuck. And also, your niggas with the teeth missing, stop walking around with a tooth in the front missing, thinking you the shit, because you're not the shit. And then you got these good-ass city jobs. Go get your motherfucking tooth fixed, bitch. And I'm tired of your teeth. Your motherfucking niggas with the chipped tooth, too. Oh, you think that shit is cute? That shit not cute. It's only cute if you're in the gang war, motherfucker. And the gang wars popped a long time ago. Sick of these motherfucking niggas taking their shit with these chipped teeth and missing teeth and bad breath and doo-doo asses. Come on, motherfucker. And also, do me a favor. Your niggas with the motherfucking bad feet, stop lighting up cigarettes trying to kill the smell when you take your motherfucking Tim's off because you smell your feet stinking. It don't work, nigga. You the dirty motherfucker. I'm sick of these motherfuckers, brother. Just how the fuck I'm single. Y'all want to call these bitches dirty? Get some dirty ass niggas. You know what your niggas do? You throw the same fucking jeans on. You know, hey, Persia, you motherfuckers get up and wash their fucking face and throw the jeans on and the same fucking socks on and Tim's and want to come sit in my motherfucking face, talk about boo, rub my motherfucking feet. No motherfucker, stop lighting a cigar in the motherfucking arm touch. Because you fucking stink. I'm sick of y'all dirty niggas. God damn. And also, let me tell you also, y'all niggas with the long, with the skinny-ass sideburns, that connect down to the chin, you're fucking corny. I'm so sick of y'all thinking y'all cute. They got the real skinny-ass sideburns that come all the way down to the other side. So about you, man, I'm the shit. Nigga, you look like a motherfucking clown was drawn from one end to the left. You're fucking corny. And your niggas with the braids that ain't the fuck done, you're corny too with your little beezy falls around the hairline of your fucking baby ear. Get that shit out of here. I don't give a fuck if you got a design or not. You're fucking corny. You're fucking corny. Y'all niggas who say, well, I ain't got to get my braids done. I'll get them done every motherfucking once a month. Bitch, don't get them done every motherfucking week. You're corny. And stop coming outside with a motherfucking do-rag. I'm sick of y'all do-rag niggas saying y'all the shit with the hat on backwards. You're not motherfucking in a fucking movie yet. Stop doing that. You're not. Then you got the long ass, big ass cross with the fake ass diamonds. Sit your corny ass down and stop playing the motherfucking Tim with the motherfucking tire mark on the side of your fucking Tim's thinking you got a motherfucking a designer brand on. You're corny. And your niggas with your sagging ass jeans, I'm tired looking at your fucking ass. You representing getting fucked in the ass, so pull your fucking pants up. That's right, I'm Ram. This called Ram. I'm Ram Squad the fuck tonight. I'm sick of y'all fucking niggas saying y'all cool. And with the motherfucking two earrings, come on with the gay shit. What, who looking pretty, me or you? Oh, this my jewel. I got to wear the earring. I got a diamond. Get the fuck out of here with that corny-ass gay shit. Get ready to get fucked later on tonight. Stop wearing jewelry, but then around your motherfucking wrist or your neck or your fucking finger. Stop wearing diamond earrings because it's corny and they ain't really diamond. Now I'm finished ramming, person. The next motherfucker, please. Tell him, brother. Tell him. I ain't the fucking one. I go, oh, I'm thinking he's fucking
hurt.
Say thinking they all the shit. They think they the shit. Fuck out of here. Y'all fucking fake ass faggots playing Nintendo at night. Get the fuck out of here, you fucking flea. Riding around in your mother's car, got a fucking Benz, going to the nightclub, thinking you the shit, talking about, yeah, baby. And the bitch, she's fucking your dumb ass, because her dumb ass thinking it's your motherfucking Benz. But when you come back the next time, you and your homies cry, you tell the bitch, no, my car in the shop. Bitch, tell the motherfucker with your mom's Benz, you fucking fake believe motherfucker. That's right, I'm talking that shit. And I'm made like that, too. Fuck out of here.
Hold on, I got more people. Hold up. All right, 267-270. 267-270. On the line right now.
Can you hear me?
I hear you now. Who does?
Girl, you're off the chain. I want to remain anonymous. My initials is SB.
Your initials are SB, not a problem.
SB.
So, we got a couple of things going on. Do you like big dicks?
What's
little
going
dicks?
On?
Have you farted with somebody, ate your coochie? Would you have a threesome with your maid? And if you want to just keep it kosher, how was the Tyler Perry movie?
Okay, I didn't see it. I didn't see it yet.
You didn't see it yet?
I didn't see the new Tyler Perry movie.
Okay.
I'm strictly dickly.
Okay.
Strictly dickly, you know. Gotta,
so big dicks or
little dicks, I'm accepting some resumes.
Well, don't nobody know who you are, so I don't know if that's going to work.
I'm going to inbox you, you bad girl. Hold on a second. Hold on. My daughter is following me everywhere I go. She needs to get ready for bed. Go to bed. See, this is why we need to keep our legs closed.
Exactly.
Call prevention.
Well, since you didn't keep your legs closed, do you like big dicks or little dicks? Which one?
I like, you know what? I just can't do nothing little, you know, something that's like going to keep sliding out. All right. To make a long story short, Trojan Magnums. You just got to be able to fit in a Trojan Magnum.
I totally understand, baby. You don't like, you know, humongous, but you like a nice size, so that's always good.
Yeah, you know, I'm a little girl. I can't take all that. Plus, I ain't trying to have nobody bust down my walls. I do want to find a mate one day, you know, settle down, you know.
Right.
Me too.
So what's your favorite? Let me see. What's her number again? Because I missed your name. 320-302. Notice that's Tone Capone. No, so 443.
Mm-hmm.
What you like, big or small?
I already answered earlier.
Yeah, Amina like it all, so it don't even matter with her.
Oh, okay. I said I prefer big. Yeah, but I don't mind small because I don't get orgasms from penetration. I only get orgasms from oral.
Yeah. So, that's crazy.
Right.
Now, how does that work?
I don't come off a dick either. That's why I tell niggas all the time, I'll play that fucking shit because I'm going to sit there and be sweating to death. I got to do all that. I got to rub my pussy and sweat. And you think we ain't going to go together? You fucking crazy? You going to be my motherfucking boyfriend because I ain't going to come to another fucking year. So by the time I come, we have a relationship. I don't have casual sex. Fuck all that. Now, I will let a nigga eat this pussy in a minute or eat this motherfucker, and then I will leave. I don't have time for that. I treat a nigga like a treated bitch. Get the fuck out of here. My name, I gave you Elliot's name. My name is Renee. Did they call my phone? You got the wrong number. You know, niggas will get on my fucking nerves sometimes because they swear they'll butch you and do the same shit. Them crying-ass baby motherfucking bitches talking about, damn, girl, why you getting like, man, get the fuck out of here. You think you're supposed to be strong and all that. Get the fuck out of here, you fucking right-ass motherfucker. Get the fuck out of here. You guys, let me tell you, there's so many bitch-ass niggas out here. It's crazy. And I love them and all that. Don't get it twisted. I'm not a hater. I haven't been beat up. I ain't been abused because I left the niggas that I had and my last one died from diabetes. But I'm not a hater. But I just see these niggas with their man cool vibes and man to the left and smooth, cool rock L and blazy beezy and all. Get the fuck out of here, bitch ass fucking niggas. You're a bitch nigga. Fuck out of here. Boy, just say your name is Raquel. My name is Reef from Rah Rah. You know they call me a Coosie. Fuck a Coo. What's Coosie? Cold Ice. What the fuck, nigga? Just say your name is Ryan. All that. Or my name is Malik from West Studio. Just say your name is Brian from the bottom. Come on, motherfucker. All this motherfucking DJ shortcut names. My motherfucking name is Amina. I ain't got no nickname. Ain't no Mimi, no CC, ain't no big fucking A. Now, we fucking, you can find a name. And you can like, what's up, mommy? What's up? We can role play with the fucking game. What's up, booby? I'll be whatever. But all that, my name is fucking Mina. I don't have no, ain't no Mina, ain't no shortcuts. That's what the fuck it is. Yeah, I did it. The fuck? Tell Persia. I'm a motherfucker, and I can talk that shit, because I'm nice looking, and I got a lot going, and I don't want to fuck y'all niggas for y'all dicks. If you ain't got no fucking paper, and we can't talk about businesses, get the fuck out my motherfucking face. Now, I build empires. Persian to tell you, I ain't no corny-ass bitch, and no, I ain't got no money, but I'm going to get some. Nothing, my face growing, like a motherfucking acne pimple before you pop it. Fuck out of here with that bullshit. I'm a flip mode squad. Big dick. Fuck a big dick. Give me a little dick and lay it on my titty so I can lay them. And I can titty fuck a nigga with a little dick. You pull your titties up, that motherfucker put some little lotion on that shit. Nigga be going off with a big dick. You gotta keep pulling your titties up and sliding back down. Get the fuck out of here, you big dick motherfucker with your large ass balls. I ain't got time for that shit. Out of here. Y'all can have the magnum size dicks. I ain't got time for all that bullshit. I got a 38 C cup, and I done had a big dick. It's irritating. It kept coming out between my titties. I couldn't get titty fucked and shit. It was too much hard work. I don't have time for all that fucking work. Like, this is too much hard work. I was sweating and shit. My arms hurt. My fingers.
What y'all doing, my little body?
Fuck out of here, all that bullshit. Little dick niggas, I ain't mad at you. Come over here. I would play with your balls and jerk your dick at the same time. A big nigga dick, if you had dinner, by the time nigga take his dick out, he'd hit the bottom of the motherfucking table. You can't even play the dick quietly. All that motherfucking meat, I ain't on top of that bullshit. Fuck out of here with that shit, man. Little dicks, I'm on your size. I know you're a little embarrassed because your dick is little. As long as you got a fat ass head and I can suck that motherfucker, we cool. Dick niggas, I'm tired of y'all shit. I can't even suck your dick without getting a fucking attitude. Fuck out of here. Fuck about a big dick. Fuck all that. And I don't fuck bitches either. I just see it about. I see why bitches fuck bitches. I don't want a bitch. I get tired. If a man don't want a bitch, he's saying I want a bitch. I get tired looking at titties all motherfucking day. Bitch, get the fuck out my face.
Hell
I
have
the titties. I ain't got time for that.
I got somebody else to lie. Hold up. All right. I got 205-2207 on the line right now. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. What's up? You want to say your name?
My name is Relly Rel. I'm from Allentown.
What'd I tell y'all?
I mean, to stop what? It. Oh, my God.
I'm saying, what's so funny?
I'm just telling y'all. I was lying. I wasn't lying.
Oh, we got Ronnie
Brown
from Allentown.
Yeah, you know, I'm out here getting this money.
You out here getting this money? Did you call up to talk to Amina?
I mean, I heard what Amina was saying, you know what I mean? But I mean, you know what I mean? If a nigga taking care of you, it don't matter what he say his name is.
Well, I mean... Stop it. Well, Amina, basically, you know, since you built empires, are you building empire, Relly Rel?
You know, it's all about empires. You know, I mean, my paper under the mattress and the banks is overseas. You know, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere?
Well, my money not like that. My money is short, in debt, and I make things happen. I'm a realist. I don't bullshit. I don't have a lot of money. I'm doing a movie. I'm investing the fucking ad. I got another business I'm investing. I work 3 motherfucking jobs. I drive. I got my own shit. I have to be on top of the world. So I'm not a seat bitch. I'm a realist. I don't perpetrate. No, I don't have nothing underneath my motherfucking sheets, but motherfucking rapping from a piece of dope and gum I had the other motherfucking day. And in my kitchen, my refrigerator, I got food in my freezer, maybe some wings and a motherfucking salmon that I plan on eating, and I got some milk and some motherfucking orange juice. I don't bullshit, and that's why I pull niggas, because I'm real. I don't come up with that real, I'm getting all this fucking money. Because let me tell you something. If I was getting a whole lot of fucking money and this ain't nothing to Persia, I would not be on this motherfucking phone with anybody, because I'd be too busy counting my motherfucking ducats. You see Jay-Z and motherfucking B.I.'s in this motherfucking fuck, though. They don't have time for this kind of shit that we doing right about now. We trying to build shit, so I'm a builder. That's what the fuck I am. I've been there and done that. So I'm a realist. So I'm not going to be, I'm not like him. He got a lot going on. He the bomb. He all that. I'm none of that. I'm just a fish in a motherfucking river swimming with all the sharks.
Yeah, but you're making it happen. I mean, how many hair salons? You had like 2 hair salons or something like that, didn't
no,
you?
No, I had 6. I've had 6. All together in my entire life, I had 13 businesses. I have had restaurants, all that. And I chose entertainment of doing this, of movies and plays, because that's where the money is at. And that's why I didn't do it. I'm a struggling artist as far as a comedian, and my money going to come from this movie that I'm doing. So that's what I am. When I say I'm building me, that you got something brewing. A lot of motherfuckers don't even have any dreams. And every dream I have, it get established, okay? I've done 2 plays here in Philly. I've had a book here. I got a book out. Now I'm ready to do my fucking movie. And this has been in a year and a half. So I'm brewing. And when I say building empires, that's what I'm building. I'm not talking about that. I got all this and I got all that. Because the average nigga that got a whole lot still fuck corny. I've met niggas with paper. They still fucking corny. Bad breath, short fingernails, little ass dick. And I like little dick. They still fucking corny. Cornrows need to be the fuck done. Fuck out of here. I tell niggas like that because they corny. Fuck out of here with that bullshit. And still can't pull a bitch. I tell niggas to kill me. You got all this and your bitch still cheating on you. You know what I mean? Like, get the fuck out of here with the bullshit. You got all this and you single. Like, sometimes you got to ask yourself as a woman or a man, damn, why I don't have no dude or why I don't have no girl? I know I don't have a guy because I speak to realists. A lot of men, and I'm not in the fucking right away. You know, let's go out and have a good time. Let's laugh and joke. I don't want no fucking company. Every time, I don't want no. You like me, you getting paper, then let's go get a hotel room. See, one thing about a baller, this is what a baller is. A baller is a motherfucker who ain't afraid to spend money. A baller's not a motherfucker that mention what he got. Because first of all, when you tell a motherfucker what you got, a lot of times they're going to come to you because what you have. If you keep that shit a secret and you just spend a little here and leave it and see if a bitch like you for who you are, then the party, it happened. But bitches and niggas always bragging about they got this, I got a mo this, I got, you ain't got shit, but you're still lonely. You can have all the money you want and a king, the house, all that shit. If you ain't got a real bitch or a real man, you're lonely, and that shit means nothing. You'll be going to the fucking supermarket by yourself. The Tims you buy, if you got 25 pair you buy a day, you'll be at the motherfucking Tim place bottom by yourself. So that shit don't mean nothing to me with that. Oh,
that's why I hate
stuff.
When dudes be like, I got this and that, and it's, why you always gotta come at me like that? Like, you know what I'm saying? And then
they
wonder why
they always got a bunch of things.
They be the same dudes talking about, these bitches only want me for my money. They only want me for my money. Well, you drive around, you spend all your money on a flashy car, flashy this, flashy that, so that you can get the fast fucking women, and then you mad that they only there for money, but you put it out there that you got money, so obviously they won't be there for money.
Because they dingbats, that's why. If most men think they a man, what makes you a man is the responsibilities that you handle. What makes you a man is how you respect yourself and respect a woman. What makes you a man is the class that you carry. You know, it's okay to use profanity. It's a time and place for all that. We laugh and joke and yeah, I'm very classy when I need to be, and I can be hood rat when I should be. But I get so sick and tired of the average black, and I say average, not all men. The average black man out here has low self-esteem because you know why? They don't like women like myself that are motivated and don't need them. I don't mind your opinions or your advice. I don't mind you saying, baby, maybe you should try this. But a lot of black men, the average, and the ones that would like women like myself, either they corny, I'm not sexually attracted to them, they just not what I like. And my thing is, why fucking date you and have you invest in me and I ain't never going to fuck you? So I'm here by myself. You know, people, oh, you talk a lot. No, we're at the radio station. I'm just trying to boost up the ratings for my girlfriend because I'm making it. But I just get so sick and tired of these motherfucking niggas talking this shit like they the shit. But if you the shit, then why the fuck you single? Then if you not single, why you got a bitch you really don't want? Like, come on. You know, it's time to be, like, a lot of niggas don't know what love is. Lust is not love. Like the guy said earlier, yeah, when you see a girl, she got a banging ass. It's more than a banging ass. Let's go out on a dinner date. Let's laugh and joke. Let's do some ice cream. Let's talk. Let's go bar hopping or whatever it is and have a good time. Why is everything so motherfucking sexual all the fucking time? And yeah, the bitches ain't shit, too, because you got these bitches ain't shit. They hoary. They fucking one nigga going to, but niggas bring it like that. You know, see, what happens in today's world is that back in the day, a man was like fucking you and your girlfriend, and it was cool. Now these bitches and tricks have now changed the role around. Now they fucking these niggas and stepping off, and the niggas can't say, oh, she a whore. But nigga, you was a whore 5 years ago. Now because a bitch didn't learn your trade, now you mad, oh, your bitches play games. But nigga, you play games too. Fuck out of
exactly.
here. You know, exactly. Niggas, let me tell you something. Men are just as, they cry, baby, just like bitches. But that's why a lot of time men don't like getting, like your friend, like the boy said earlier, I get, you know, I catch feelings fast and, you know, I get in, you know, I fall in love fast, whatever it is. Because a lot of time men can't stand rejection. But it's okay for you to leave a bitch, I'm tired of this bitch. And when she start crying, oh, I lost Bobby G, I lost Rolly Roll from Alabama. And we got to get over it. But when a bitch leave, you get over it. They want to get an attitude. Fuck these bitches. These bitches play games. So that's life. That's how life is. You're going to meet a bitch. She's going to play you. Move on to the next bitch. Don't hold no grudge because last bitch fucked over you. Just be wise and careful. Us bitches do it all the time. How many bitches and niggas we didn't met that we dated and they cheated? We got over it. We didn't say, well, fuck this shit. Every nigga. Yeah, you got some bitches out there that do carry that luggage.
That's
and
me.
That
fuck everybody. Come on,
say. Niggas, they get their phones out there. I'm not dating no more girls. Fuck you, bitches. I'm just going to be single and by myself. Then go the fuck on, faggot, because after a while you're going to get tired of beating your dick and fucking bitches you don't want. You just got to give a bitch a chance and move slowly. I've never been hurt by a man. I'm just sick of meeting. If I meet a nigga, he ain't driving. If he not driving, don't have a fucking license. Nigga around a BMW, no fucking license. Or he live in a fucking small-ass efficiency, but you got a fucking Benz outside. Get the fuck out of here. No dream. Yeah, you know I mean, I'm so sick of these niggas. You know, it's just, it's very depressing when you meet a lot of black men here in Philadelphia, and even outside of Philadelphia, in their 40s and 50s, because I'm 40. And the young boys got it going on, but they got issues too. But the old men, they 41, 38, they don't have no job. They don't even have a career. You know, they working part-time. I don't work part-time, motherfucker. Fuck out of here. You know what I mean? Well, look, I just came home from jail. So she, well, then you know what, motherfucker? Meet me when you get some money. I'm not going to sit here and go step by step.
Wait,
see,
exactly.
Black women, we always want to be the one. Okay, well, somebody boobie don't have none, and we get into that taking care of a nigga and buy a nigga this. And before you the nigga start fucking with it, I got this bitch. No, nigga, I'm helping your fucking broke ass. You dig me? I
yes,
did that nigga exactly. up from a recovery. I said, damn, I must got a T-shirt on to say, me broke. Every nigga, I have 100 niggas. 85 of them ain't got shit, and it's a headache, and it's very frustrating for me because I have a lot to offer, man. I'm a team player, you know what I mean? I'm seductive, I'm sexy. I ain't got a problem spending no motherfucking paper. I'm not trying to spend your paper. But niggas don't like bitches like me, Persia. They, oh, you think you this, you don't need a man. No, I don't need you, but when I start fucking with you, I'm going to need you eventually, but no, in the beginning, no, I don't need you. And these bitches out here, they get on my fucking nerves because it's not about money all the time. It's called love. What happens to loving somebody? Why is it all about she got a fat ass or he got a big dick? That's why I like little dicks. They don't care about, you know, they want to be
love right. faster. They can't compete for easy. Yeah, I let me see
come
what you do. I need
Lord.
To cross over myself.
Come in, little
Dickie.
Come in,
yes.
little Pee-wee Herman. I will suck the skin off that motherfucker. Put this dick right by my motherfucking tongue, nigga. I'll
exactly.
suck the skin off that motherfucker. Yeah, and play with your balls and put the fruit roll up. You know that fruit roll up work like that, Persian. My fruit roll up game. Wrap that shit around nigga dick, eat the candy off a nigga. Nigga say, God damn, bitch, where that candy go down my motherfucking throat?
Okay, throat. It's gone. It's yummy. It's yummy. All right, well,
I shut the
mouth. Know
what the niggas at? Where the niggas at? Why y'all niggas all quiet the fuck now? Y'all was talking on that rah-rah in the club shit. Where the nigga with the rap game that got the bitches that he don't want to talk to? Where you at, motherfucker? The nigga got quiet. Tell you. That's that little dick pop now. That's that little dick pop now.
That's that little dick. I gotta do a big dick, man. You gotta turn up the volume, and you gotta do the big dick. Here we go, big dick now. But anyway, Hold on, let me see. I got a couple hands up. All right, we got 215-758. You got a comment?
I ain't got a comment, sis. I just was coming to support you, but damn. She just about said it all.
Yeah, this is Dwayne on the line. He's trying to take care of his daughter. He was supposed to join me earlier, but it's cool, though.
You know what, though? What's your friend name?
Amina.
Amina, you know what? As a man, I'm going to say that I agree with most of what you said, but it works both ways. Just so you said you wanted some men to speak up, I'm going to be real about it and say, you know what, you're 100% right about most of the stuff that you spoke on. But do know, out of the 85, out of the 100 that you've met, there are some of us out here. We might not have it all, but we got something, and I'm one of them. I take care of my daughter by myself, and I do the best that I can do. I might not have a fucking Benz, and I don't live in an efficiency either, because I think that's asshole backwards. But just know that it is 15 of us out there.
It's 15 of y'all?
Well, she said out of 100. She said out of 185 of them, so I'm going on the rest is left.
But if you was listening to me right, I also said there are guys out there that got it going on, but I don't have chemistry with them. I said that I give everybody. I'm not a hater. I know some guys might say she been hurt. No, I never been hurt by a man. It's just the fact that in these 7 years, I've never met so many unfocused black men that always bitching all the time. Or you say you want a good woman that got it going on. Here's one right here. You know what I mean? I work 3 jobs. I got 2 full time, 1 part time. I got my own business. I got a movie I'm doing. I wrote a book. I mean, I got a lot going the fuck on. I'm attractive. I'm sexy. I'm a team player. So why the fuck am I single? No, I'm single because I got too much mouth and I speak the truth. You know what I'm saying? There are a lot of men out here. I mean, you don't have to have a car to pull me. If you got chemistry and you got a fly-ass swagger, I fucks with you because I'm the kind of bitch that I can sit down and match you and say, listen, boo, I'll help you get a car because I'm also a teammate. But see, these men out here, like the guys with the kids and all this, a lot of men out here all the time talk about, why? This is where I get lost at a lot of time with men and women. If you're a man and you don't have any kids, and I'm not saying you got to be biased, why would you date a woman with 4 or 5 kids knowing that that's not your style? Like me, I don't date a guy with a lot of kids. My daughter is 20 years old and some change. I don't get into guys with a whole bunch of kids. 1 or 2 maybe, and I prefer them to be maybe 19 or 20 or 16 or 12. When they 4 and 5, the reason why I don't really get too much involved because I let a man be a father to his child. Not unless he say, okay, boo, this weekend is about me and you. I don't battle with men and their children. Some of them say, damn, you always got your son and you doing this. Let that man be a father to his child. But I just get so tired of these fucking black men out here thinking they shit like, oh, I'm so-and-so from Allentown, or I'm from West Philly, and I get to a dollar. And deep down inside, you got low self-esteem because, first of all, you ain't got enough about you getting paper. When I see you, I'm going to see that you get, I'm going to see your nails, I'm going to see your hairstyle, I'm going to see your clothes, I'm going to see your home. I'm going to see that you get into a dollar. So when you're like persons here, when you announce what you have, all you do is bring money bags, and then you talk about, oh, these gold digging bitches. When you come out announcing what you got, just shut the fuck up and say, my name is Keith, I live in North Philly, and I work. And let me find out what you working with.
That's all. I hate to do start our conversations like that. They just be like, yo, you know, well, I'm doing this and that. And it's like, I don't need to hear all that. What do you like? What's your favorite motherfucking color? Like, you know what I'm saying? Do you shave your nuts? That's all I need to know.
I agree with you. I feel where you're coming from. I feel like when you put yourself out there like that, if the first thing to come out your mouth is, well, you know, shorty, this is what I got. You see my car, you know, this is what I'm doing. Then you set yourself up for that standard where as though you attract that type of female. If you don't want to attract that type of female. And then, see, another thing is that men have a lot of ego trip problems. You know, if they feel threatened when the woman is the bread getter or if the woman is doing better than them and they're trying to perceive themselves to be something that they're not. So, you know, that's just... Life is a game with bumps and roads and potholes in it. You know what I'm saying? Everything is not going to always be sweet. So you find somebody once told me you don't marry somebody because you fall in love. You marry them because you're compatible, and then love will come with it, and then you can build together. And a lot of people got the game fucked up.
You're right. Exactly. And that's
a lot of people got the game fucked up, whereas though they think they got to show what they got in order to get a certain type of woman. But what you do is when you expose your hand to what you have, then you attract those type of gold diggers or the ones that always got their hand out. But that's what you asked for because that's how you presented yourself. So I agree with you 100% on that. But you know what, though? I'm going to call you the mad rapper because you're just going all out on men.
Yeah.
I see ain't no men got no comment. You know what I mean?
Matter of fact, I shut them up. That's why. I shut them up because you know why? I speak the truth. You know, it's okay, like me. I didn't come on his lines about, yeah, my name is Amina. I got this going on. I got that. I said I'm working on my projects. I have things brewing. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, bitches in debt, you know. It's, by the time I finish this movie, it's going to cost me damn near $15,000, and that's for the whole total package. I don't have no sponsors. But see, I don't mind saying that because I'm struggling. I'm not coming on, yeah, I got a movie, I'm getting all this money like this. No, because I'm not. I work three fucking jobs. If I'm working three fucking jobs, I'm working for a reason. You know what I mean? I'm a go-getter. I don't lay up with niggas and get their paper because you know what? The kind of money I want, the motherfucking average nigga ain't going to give me. Because I'm not fucking for no motherfucking Gucci pocketbook that's $15,000. If I'm fucking you, I need to start at $85,000 because the buildings I'm building and the projects I'm building cost paper. So we're not even going to get into how much money. All I want is a man that got, like you said, we compatible. And my thing is, I got a lot of businesses that, as a man, I can, as you being a man, I can say, listen, boo, let's invest in this. I got this going on. I'm a woman with a brain, and I can get you from out of your job, your day job that you tied up. I can get you out of that and bring you into an empire where you can make some paper. But a lot of men, you know, this is what I hate about some men. You let your homie help you out. Yeah, my boy gave me $2,000, but well, I ain't getting no money for no bitch because she could do. First of all, every female's not alike. They're just not. You got dark skin, light skin, skinny, fat, thin, whatever. You got to first stop judging. I think women and men are very judgmental to certain. Like, I can hear niggas, oh, that bitch got an issue. She mad at the world. No, I'm not mad at the world, pussies. I'm just frustrated because y'all bum ass ain't got your shit together. It's too many black women out here. It's so many. That's why you got, like, 1,000 women to one dick because a lot of black women out here. And you have some women who got ego problems. Like, oh, I'm the shit. No, I don't think I'm the shit. I feel that I'm qualified and bona fide to get a good man, but I don't have this attitude like I'm the shit. And because I'm just an average. Like, people told me today when my movie, girl, you are good. You are a good genius. I just feel I'm creative. You know, I don't think I'm the shit. I know I'm funny, and when I come off, I'm not coming up. I was angry. I was just ramming and trying to make people laugh and have a good time. So they say you got to call that rail. So they got this girl in here. She be crazy as shit. Be having a ball. This is called having fun. So if some people
get this, you definitely did. I came in at the last minute just to try to, you know, help her with the switchboard and so forth. But as I was listening to you, I was sitting here like, damn. I don't think no dudes is going to have nothing to say at all. Because, number one, you was keeping it real. You were keeping it real, and it may have been anger, but you know what? When you expressing yourself like that about a subject that's as serious and as broad as the one that Persia has going on, you do tend to start blowing off steam. So people may perceive it to be that you may be an angry person. But, see, I'm a humble person. I'm the type of dude, as you can see, like, I took care of my daughter, got her situated, and then I came online so I could help her out. I'm the type of dude, you know what, I may have just a bullshit job, but it's taking care of me and my kid. So if you got something better, I'm the type of dude to be like, well, you know what, you got a business, shit, I don't need to be a partner. That's your business. I'll help you. I'll open up the store and work in the store for you. That's the type of dude I am. I'm a humble person because I've been through a lot of trials and tribulations in life, whereas though it has humbled me. Everything is not going to be given to you on a silver platter. And when you find that woman that's willing to work with you and accept you for who you are and not what you got, then you're supposed to do what you need to do to help continue to put her up on that pedestal so she can appreciate and say, well, you know what, I was already here and he was down here, but he helped me get to another level, so I'm going to bring him with me. A lot of niggas and a lot of females out here don't understand that.
Yeah, you got that right. And I want a female that will help a nigga do anything. I done put a nigga in school for barbering. I brought him when we together. He came in my hair salon for barbering. I had a restaurant, three of them. I put my nigga, I said, listen, boo, you quit your job. I told nigga, look, I'm going to give you this every week. I'm going to take care of you. So I'm a giver. You know, I can't help because these other bitches out here gold diggers. I don't have, you know, a lot of black men I come across have these attitudes that, like the guy said, all y'all. No, I'm not going to say, I say the average man, and I say the men that I've came across and dated, because every man out here is not a bum. Every man out here is not corny, because I haven't dated every man. But in the last 7 years of me being single, I say, damn, why am I single? Yeah, I got a nasty attitude sometimes because it comes off of frustrating, because I go out somewhere and you hear niggas talk, you drop, no, I ain't got no car. Damn. You say to yourself, no, I just came home from jail. Damn. Then you go, then about a month later, what's your name? Oh, my name, Wawa from Allentown. What you do? I'm staying with my mom. Damn. You know, you be like, God, is anybody got their own shit? Then you meet the nigga with the nice car, or just, he can have a Honda. You know, now he got a nice car, a nice little job, but he got this air. Oh, yeah, I get bitches. I don't need no bitch. Oh, this nigga think he the shit because he got it going on. Because some black men I come across, they feel because they all career orientated and they got this shit on the ball, they're cocky with it. And that turns me off. Okay, first of all, you supposed in the Bible, a man is supposed to be a provider. So as a man, what you doing with your daughter, you supposed to do that. I'm not going to give you no pat on the back because by God's laws, you're supposed to be a man to take care of your household. I'm going to say, damn, boy, I appreciate the fact that I met a man that's holding it down. That's my compliment to you. But I'm not going to say, oh, damn, the nigga working, and I should ride his job. And a lot of men think because they on top of the world that bitches supposed to kiss your ass because you educated and you got that shit going on. Motherfucker, I'm educated too. But I'm not going to come off like, because I got a job, you supposed to kiss my ass. So when I meet men that are on top of the world, we go head to head because it's like, I don't need them, they don't need me. And that's the wrong type of attitude because at the end of the day, I do need you. I need the support. I need your fucking little ass dick if you got one so I can suck that motherfucker. I need you to tell me, you know, support me and my dream, you know. I'm the kind of bitch you say you help me in my business. No, you're not. I'm going to get you your own fucking business. I'm a business going to get you your workers. I've been here and done that, you know, and a lot of men, and like Persia, I met her 2 years ago, and she'll tell you where I've been at. I met her, we were just on the stage working with each other. Now the fuck I'm doing a movie. So I'm a bitch to make things happen. Instead of a man saying, you know what, I like this sister. She's spicy. She's feisty. I want to get to know her. They get an attitude. Oh, she got an anger issue. She got, no, bitch, I ain't got no problem. You got a fucking problem because you fucking your homie, and he's really your bitch. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like that shit. I'm going to go, I believe in God, I keep him first in my life, and that's why I'm being blessed, and I talk about my movie because I'm proud of myself. To be into the entertainment world and only a year and a half to accomplish all this kind of shit, and no, I don't have no money, this is all, I'll go on faith. This movie I'm doing, no, I don't have any paper. I take my paychecks and pay my film director every fucking Sunday. You understand? So I'm proud of who I am, but a lot of niggas think I'm mad. This is frustration. I'm not mad. I'm just frustrated because I'm tired of being single because I have something to offer a man, and I don't want no fucking dick. Let's laugh. Like, sometimes I might want a nigga just live. I might want your dick on my butt because you're looking at TV and you hugging me. I don't want to get fucked in my ass tonight, and I don't want to fuck tonight. You know, some men, they used to meet these other corny-ass bitches that want some fucking dick all the time. I don't want no dick. You know, and then a lot of guys, I don't like about a lot of guys, stop treating me like them other bitches. You know, if you take them bitches to McDonald's, take me somewhere else. I don't do McDonald's. You know, a lot of times men tend to bring the same shit with the other bitch to this bitch. Well, you know what? The last bitch I can get over
with. Well, I like McDonald's fries, though.
Well, fuck McDonald's fries. When you go to McDonald's, I want motherfucker. I want McCormick and Smith, and I want Capital Grill. I want the Machulage. Yeah, I want the four-star
the
shit. Yeah. And let me tell you niggas out there, y'all listening, and I can pay your way, too. Believe me. And suck your dick while you eating your meal. Okay?
Yo, I love hey, Persia. I love her. I love her.
Yes.
I hope she,
me
I hope
too.
She come on. I hope she come on our show. I love her. You know what? She the truth. And you know what? A comment that you made that I respect a whole lot. You're right. You're not supposed to give me props for being a single dad and doing what I'm supposed to do because that's what I'm supposed to do. That kid didn't ask to come into this world. I laid down with that woman, and I had that baby. So you're right. You're 100% right about that, too. And I tell people that all the time. I don't need a thank you. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. In fact, I need her more than she needs me because she changed my life. So you're right about a lot of things. But you do got a lot of steam coming from the top of your goddamn head.
Come rub this motherfucking pussy. Come rub
this
fucking
bitch. It's real. It's real what you saying. Listen, I ain't got no beef with you. It's real. Because I could come on here. I see ain't no more men coming to step up to the plate. Because you know why? Because a lot of things you saying is real. You got me laughing, and you got me shaking my head, saying to myself, damn, you know what? She's telling the truth. You can't be fucking mad about it. She's telling the truth. And a lot of dudes, you know why a lot of men not calling in? Because you didn't check them. You didn't check them, and they don't really have a rebuttal for what you're saying, and their ego is too bruised for them to simply just say, damn, you know what? You're right. It's plain and simple.
They can come DJ my motherfucking pussy. Y'all little scary-ass, bitch-ass niggas, come play with this pussy so I can squirt in your face and say thank you.
Well, you know what? Let me pack my goddamn bags and come sprinkle something on that goddamn pussy. All
right? That's right.
If
come
that's
play with this motherfucking
about.
Pussy.
Come
with this
let
motherfucking
me
pussy.
That thing with my style.
Well, this is the end of the show. Y'all can stay on the line. We can talk after, but I got to close it out. So this is what it is.
You told
us we do it like 1 minute every Sunday. Come and check back.
We're going to put on Jackie O, Pussy Like Dope.
Pussy like dope, don't let it go. Not the kind you drink, but the kind you smoke. You don't know what you doing, boy, you might go broke. It ain't no show. This pussy like dope. This pussy like dope, don't let it go. Not the kind you drink, but the kind you smoke. You don't know what you doing, boy, you might go broke. It ain't no show. This pussy like dope. It's like a.
Alright.
Y'all
hear that?
The guy, yeah. What happened to the guy at the DJ? He got upset and hung up the phone because I was talking about him. Niggas corny, man. They just get on my nerves. They always calling themselves a man but can't deal with the battle. You know what I mean? You must be, if you're in the army, fight the war. You know what I mean? What you going to run? It's about, I dropped my guns. Go shoot and make it happen. You know what I mean? that's why so many DL dudes. There's so many DL dudes because deep down inside, they bitches.
No.
She cleared your whole call queue, boy. Ain't nobody got nothing to say.
I picked up the wrong call.
Your whole call queue board was lit up. By the time she got done, calls was dropping like flies.
Cause I put on the song because I thought it would be fitting, but it didn't fit. She's got like 800 songs in here. It's like I'm trying to find stuff that fit within it anyway. So I don't even know. Can people still call in like after? I noticed it's still recording. Can people still call in after it go off live?
No. Once the show ends, if they're already in the call queue, they can all stay online and talk as long as you hold them on. But once the show ends, can't nobody else call in.
Oh, that sucks. What about the chat line? Does it stay open?
The chat line, yeah, you can open that up.
Oh, okay.
If you're still in the switchboard, you can open that up.
Okay.
Let me see.
Any closing remarks, Amina? And you can save the rest.
No,
next
I'm
week.
Going to take my. Yeah, I woke up. One thing about me, I'm into supporting because I was sleeping to the world. I got to get up at 3:00 in the morning. I just got online to support you, and I want to tell you, you're going to have a ball when you do your shoot because we had a ball today. And I want to thank you so much for being in my movie, girl.
Thank you for inviting me.
And when we blow up, you'll be like, girl, you did it because I already know I'm gonna take. I know it's gonna go there. It's gonna go there. And that's about it. It was nice talking to you, gentlemen. You a man. See, that's 100% man right there. What's your name, Ligo?
My name is Wayne. They call
hey,
me
Wayne.
Genie on my show. I hope you
hey,
call
Genie.
In. For sure. I definitely hope you call in.
I give love to everybody, and you are a man. That's what you call a man. A man can say, you know what, boo? Because he's playing his part. See, one thing, see, when you playing your part, you're not going to be intimidated by me. Because you playing your part. You understand? The mother niggas wasn't playing their part. They bullshitters. They talk shit to these bitches. They don't have shit for real, but a big dick in a couple of hours. Like, they got them like, yeah, I got money all in the over foreign seas. And I feel like going to start rapping because that was a rap verse right there. You know how many money at the sheets and all that bullshit? I don't want to hear all that. You so fucking busy. How you make time to call here? I'm not saying that a person can't call first your line. But if you're that fucking busy, how you going to have time to call the line? You getting all the fuck. Because first of all, you got to keep your eye on all the money you got underneath the sheets and the bank account and the vaults and all over it. Come on, man. I don't fuck that bullshit. Fuck out of here. I'll definitely be here next Sunday, Persia. Just call and wake me the fuck up again out my sleep. I'm here to support y'all. I love y'all.
I'm
going to
call and wake you up out your goddamn sleep, too.
Yes, call me and wake me out my sleep. I will help and support you. We all here. We got to stick together. That's there's nothing else to do, and I'm always here helping people because I get help. You know what I mean? People help me. Like Persia, she didn't have to come be in my movie. She could be doing something else. She's working out her schedule, and we got to work around her schedule for her to come support me. So I'm here to support people because let me tell you something. I'm going to blow up. I'm not even worried about it. And I'll be like, Persia, I was on the phone line with you, girl. Look where the fuck I'm at now because it's going to happen because my shit is moving fast. You understand? Fast.
Yeah.
You got people that have been – I mean, I know people that have been in the industry. For perfect example, another female that was that – I don't know if you know who she is. Her name is Sun Persia. She was with – delete that. She's been singing and I'm not a hater, but she's been singing for 10 years, and I know singing is a lot more different than acting. But my twist is, this is where I get lost a lot of people. How are you around all these performers and for 10 years you still on the corner with a donut riding around your Durango? I'm lost. Like, I don't understand that.
No.
I'm lost.
You know, the thing, okay, because in defense of that, the problem is a lot of times you meet the wrong people. When you first start with music, it's about making the connections. It's like you got a talent, and then you got to look for these people to put you on. This day and age, it is a lot different. You basically can invest in, I mean, it was always like this. It's just the fact of somebody like you and I on our level, we couldn't invest in ourselves to make something happen. Because back then, a $15,000 movie was $85,000 movie just to have a shitty-ass movie. You see what I'm saying? So, and not saying your movie is shitty, but it has changed now. I mean, just like this Blog Talk Radio that we're doing, just like internet radio, just like people coming out with their own albums, people are now, you know, look at Nicki Minaj. She made all of her money, or most of her money right now, she made it off of her mixtape. Because basically she made a mixtape, she pushed it, people wanted to see her, she got a following, and then she was basically going places and rhyming over mixtape beats. She ain't had no motherfucking album. You see what I'm saying? So the game has changed in so many different ways. And it honestly has changed. And within 5 years, 10 years, it's changed miraculously.
But so, I'm going to tell you one thing. I go on faith, and I understand what you're saying. Yeah. And like I tell people, when you have God in your life, the person that took 10 years to get to the top, if you ride out with God, you can get there in 4 or 5 years. So a lot of times, the reason why I think Sun is not where she is, because first of all,
I don't really want to talk about people, you know what I'm saying?
I'm saying like in the game, like when you're in the game, first of all, like with Janine, when you are, one thing about this entertainment, you can't be all for yourself. You have to share your pockets. And when you, a lot of times people come out here, and I'll tell people to their face, it can't be about you. Like my movie, what's the guy's name? What's his name? What's your friend name on the phone?
Oh, me? Oh, Wayne.
You know, and this is the game. I'm going to tell you why a lot of people don't make it in this game, far as with black people, because they have jealousy and larceny in their heart.
And this is still recording, too, Amina, just to let you know.
Oh, I don't care. You know, I say my name is Amina Thompson, and I say what I got to say. And people have larceny in your heart. And when you have larceny in your heart and you think it's all about you, see, that's why it's called teamwork. My movie I'm doing, Boo, it's not mine, it's ours. It's my team. Without my team, I can't get ahead. So that's why doors are opening for me. You understand? I wrote a play in 1 month, boo. I grossed $13,000 on my first show. And I wrote the play in 1 month, and I got my cast in 2 days. I started rehearsing in January and did my show in May, and turned around and did another show in September, the same year, 2009, and I made $8,000, and I didn't make a lot on that because I didn't do a lot of networking. Now, I'm just saying, it didn't take me no 2 or 5, 10 years to get somewhere. Then I turned around, and I was on a radio show called Word 900 on Delaware Avenue. My show is called The Real Deal. The same thing I talk about, y'all, they cut my show because I was vulgar and they want me to change a lot of my material. I told them that my first, when I got hired, I'm paying you, you know, damn, they turned out an hour. No, I didn't change, so I stepped off. Then I turned around and I wrote a book in 1 month. My book came out August 20th. Now it's getting ready to be in 25,000 retail. So what I'm saying to y'all is that it's not about, to me, I think the reason why my doors are opening surely, but surely it's because I do right by people. And a lot of people in the industry that want to take all the time and don't give and sometimes you got to let your cash shine. You got to let the other person shine. When you always want to be the producer, the writer, you want to do this, you do that. That's why Janine is where she is. You understand? So, me, you turn around, I keep forgetting your damn name, but you know, yo, my baby was a child.
Wayne.
Okay, Wayne. You know, Wayne, that's the reason why. And I'm telling you, it's 2009 and 2000. Hey, I wrote a book. Now I'm going to do my movie. I wrote my movie in 1 month. So what I'm saying is that it's not...
Get off the speakerphone.
I'm saying, it's to me, I understand what you're saying, Persia, but I keep God in my life, and I stay focused, and I do right by people. And the longer you do right by people and you share in your profits, you will make it. You really will. But if you hogging all the money and you don't want to share nothing and everything is about Persia and this is my group and y'all can't do this and all, then Persia is going to be like the average person 10 years because only God gonna put you where He wanna put you. God can put you on top of the world, and like that girl that played in Precious, that heavyset girl. You know, she wasn't being, she didn't want to be an actress. Her girlfriend told her to go and audition on a Humbug. She went on a Humbug, and look what she got, a TV show. She became a number one movie, whatever it is, a Grammy, all that, whatever she did.
She's a satanic. She's a satanic believer. What are you talking about?
You said what happened?
Like, she believed in the devil, girl.
You stupid, but I'm just saying, I was listening to her. She was saying how she's so silly. I was just listening to her offer, but I was just saying, like, you know, a lot of times it doesn't have to take you a whole lot of years to get where you got to get. I think a lot of times
exactly.
People don't get it.
You know what?
First of all, you got to invest in yourself.
Yeah, because sometimes it's in people's destiny and or in a line. I mean, just to get connected with people, to be placed, to basically be put in places that other people have taken years to get. But the problem is that sometimes when you're dealing with somebody, because I've had those issues where, you know, people might say that I might not deserve something because they've been working harder. But the bottom line is I am who I am, and these people have gravitated towards me because I am the person that I am. And that's the bottom line. You know what I mean? I've worked hard, and I've done what I need to do. Maybe I've met some of the wrong people. Maybe I've met some of the right people, but it is what it is, you know?
Yeah, so, you know, I keep faith. That's all. That's all.
Yeah.
I work on faith. But I'm going to take my yo ass to sleep and wait. I love you, boo. You are all of that, honey. You are 100%.
I love you too, Ma.
Man, you are
100%. Can I steal her? Do you mind
if
I steal her?
Yes, you can steal her.
Because I'm thinking
I
know
nobody.
Call queue.
He said what? What did he say?
I'm taking her number off the call queue right now.
Yes, 267-850, whatever, 89.
No, everybody's going to be calling you. Stop it.
Oh, for real? Oh, my God.
It ain't nobody else left in the call queue but me, you and
no,
her.
No, but this is still recording. This is what happens.
Oh, you know
when
what? Yeah, it's going
live,
to the archive.
Yeah, when it's not live, basically, it's still recording so people can listen to it. But they can't call in after it goes off the 2 hours. So right
well,
now,
hey, you know
I'm coming
yeah,
now.
Don't say your number. I see it right here. I just check
it. Well,
if
y'all ain't calling, I'm going to tell you right now, if you call my goddamn phone playing on the phone, I'm going to call back and play on your goddamn phone. If you call my fucking private number, you're going to get the voicemail. So play on my goddamn phone all you want. But listen, if you want to play, you can come be in my fucking movie and we can be a comedian act together. Now play on that shit. Or you can come play on this motherfucking pussy if you want to play. Now, I'm getting for the 15th fucking time, I'm going to take my yellow ass to bed, and I will see y'all next. You know you got to call me Persia because my ass will go to sleep.
No,
and I'll see y'all next Sunday, and I love all of y'all, and bye-bye.
All right, I'll see you. Talk to you. Bye.